So it says, Amar Abaye. Abaye said, La'olam, always. Lishatef inish nafshe b'hadei tzibur. A person should partner himself up with the community, include himself in the community. Hechi neima, how should he speak? Yehira tov v'nech Hashem lokedish todecheinu l'shalom, etc. He should say things in the plural. Don't daven this tefillah k'tzara in the singular. Emas mitzali, when does one pray? Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Chizdim, b'shosha melech shemahalech baderech. From when the person leaves on his trip. Ad kama, until when? Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Chizdim, ad parsa, until a parsa. Hechi mitzali, and what does he pray? Allah. Amar of Chizdim, Amar me'umen. How does he do it? So Amar of Chizdim says standing. He doesn't have to be standing still, even if he's traveling at the time of Chizr. Rav Chizdah were traveling along the way. Rav Chizdah got up and started davening. Rav Chizdah said to his attendant, "My other Rav Chizdah, what is Rav Chizdah doing?" Rav Chizdah was blind. He is stopping and dance and praying. Ukamon nami ledidi, help me get up also. And I'll also pray. Mihios tov al. Tikra ra, from being good, don't call yourself bad. So, my ikka bein havinenu l'tzvila kitzar. What is the distinction between havinenu and abbreviated prayer? Havinenu boi l'tzvila gimel kamaisa gimel basra. I said, for havinenu, you say the first three blessings is run. I say, then havinenu, and then the last three. V'chimati levesei lo boi l'mahad l'tzvila b'tzvila l'tzvila. When a person gets home, he does not have to pray again. B'tzvila kitzar lo boi l'tzvila lo gimel kamaisa lo gimel basra. But when it comes to tzvila kitzara, you don't say the first three or the last three blessings, but v'chimati levesei. If when you get home, there's still time to pray. Boi l'mahad l'tzvila, you have to pray again. The halach is havinenu is standing still. Tefillah katzara bein mu'umid bein mahalach is whether you're standing still or whether you are still walking. The person was riding on a donkey. The person was riding on a donkey and it came time to pray. If a person has somebody to hold his donkey, he gets down and off the donkey and he dives. If not, so he'll sit on the donkey and pray. Rabbi says in either way, he sits in his spot and prays. Because once he gets off, he's going to be distracted. Because the fact that he has to not be traveling and moving at that time is going to be so frustrating for him, explains Rashi. Oh my Rava, the halacha ke Rebbe. The halacha is like Rebbe that he can stay seated. Tanarabban Tsuma, a blind man. Mishaini Yachalachavinas Arucho, so a person doesn't have a compass and can't tell the direction. Yachavinas Libo, can I get over Shabashamayim? So he should direct his heart toward Hashem in heaven. Shnevi Spalu Hashem. They pray to God. Hayomed bechutzla aretz. Yechavenes libo connected eretz Yisrael. If he's standing outside Israel, you direct your heart towards Israel. Shnev yismalu elav derech artsam. You pray toward heylecha derech artsam. In the right through their lands. Hayomed baeretz Yisrael. Yechavenes libo connected Yerushalayim. Person standing in Israel, he should face Jerusalem. Shnev yismalu Hashem derech ha'ir asher bacharta. Pray to Hashem toward the city that he chose. Hayomer Yerushalayim, person in Jerusalem, Yechavenes libo connected Beis Hamikdash. He should face his heart towards the Beis Hamikdash. Shnev yismalu el habayis hazeh. A person was standing in the Beis HaMikdash, he should face the Holy of Holies. If a person is standing in the Holy of Holies, he should face the Beis HaKaporos. The person was behind that, he should imagine that he's before it. Nimtza Omer Mizrach Machzir Panav L'Mayrov. A person who is in the east would be facing the west. If you're in the west, you face the east. South and north each face the other way. It comes out all Jews are focusing their attention on one specific place. Where does Scripture talk about this? It says Kimigdol David Savarech Bonui L'Talpios. L'Talpios. Tail, Talpios can be broken up. To mean tail, it is a mountain. Shekol Pios Ponim Bo. That all mouths are pointed in that direction. Everybody is directing their attention to that. Avuah de Shmuel, the Levi, the father of Shmuel and Levi, when they wanted to go out on a trip, they would get up early in daven. Then when the time for Shema would come, they would read a Kiman. Who is that like? Ki hatana de Tanya. It's like the Tanya, the Tana that we learned. Hishkim lotzeis l'derech, mevi'in lo shofar v'tokeh. If a person has to travel, so you bring him a shofar to blow if that's what he needs. Lulav, if it's a sukkah, he gets a lulav minaneh. Megillah v'karibo. This is early, early in the morning. Normally it's too early to read this. Yishagi zman kriya shema, and if zman kriya shema comes late, when zman kriya comes later, then it'll be shema. Hishkim leishev v'karon, or between a person gets up to travel in a wagon or a boat, mispalo, he daven. Yishagi zman kriya shema. In either of those situations, you should read Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Kriya Shema Gula Tefillah. But my kamifuki, what's the disagreement here? My summer Tefillah Mu'umid Adif, right? The first opinion that says to daven Shema Nesai early, says better to daven standing up and then later to do Shema. Umar Savar Misamech Gula Latfila Adif, that it is more important to do Gula Latfila, and if you do it later, but you do it the right, you do it after Shema. Mariam Razutra have Mechanfe Be Asar Beshabata Derigla. Mariam Razutra would gather together 10 people on the Shabbata Derigla Umitzalu. So in these special Shabbos, when there were lectures, the way that it would usually go is that everybody would gather together to hear Torah the entire time, and slowly but surely people would go out and make their own little minions of 10, but the gathering of learning would never stop. But these guys, it's very interesting, because like today for sure what we would do is have one big minion and it would take much longer, right? Everyone davening together in the stadium or something, right? But there they just like make your own minions. Here was the learning, and so they would get together an early minion of 10 people to daven v'hadar nafkal pirkan, and only after that they would go out to the Torah learning. Rav Ashi mitzalei b'hadit tzibur b'yachid miyoshev. Rav Ashi would daven among the tzibur. Right, privately and sitting down, so he didn't even go out. When he would get back home, he would then go back and daven again. So if you why don't you do like Mariam Rizzo? I'm like Trichli Milsi. He said it's just too hard for me to get the people together. Avua Dishmuel VeLevi. So why not do like Avua Dishmuel and Levi? So Amar Lahu Lo Chazina Le LeRabbanan Kshishi Minoi Minon Da Avidi Hachi. I did not see that the rabbis who were older than me behaved this way. So in other words, he did not know why it wasn't a good idea to do it, but he trusted, the Masorah. Mishnah. Musaf is only an obligation, but tzibur. If you're not with a tzibur, then you don't have to do it. Not for a yachid. Chum say no. Whether you're in the tzibur or you're not in the tzibur, you have to daven. He said the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that sounds like the same thing, right? Anywhere where there's a chevir ear, the person's pater from tefillas and musaf, and the Gemara is going to say, what's the difference? Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda, at the end, is the same thing as Elazar ben Azariah. It can be now, yachid shelo bechevir ear, a yachid who's not in a big city where there's chevir ear, Tanakama, savar pater. He says pater because you're not chayiv at all. Rabbi Yehuda, savar chayiv. He says it's only if you're in the city, then they're yotze you, even if you weren't present. Right, if you have a city that does daven musaf. Amar Huna bar Chanina, Amar Chia bar Rav, Halach Rabbi Huda, Sha'am Mishum Belozer Ben Azariah. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Avin, Shaper Kamit, to Amar Shmuel, Miyamei Lo Matzlin, Tzlusin Musafin Biyachid. He said, in my whole life, I never daven musaf in private. The Nahardah, in the city of Nahardah, because there was a tzibur, right? And the Shlech Tzibur is pater him. Labar Me'ah, Huyoma Da'asa Pul Musa De Malka Lamasa, except there was one time that the king had, some soldiers that came to the city. The Atridu Rabbanon, the Rabbanon got distracted, Velot Salu, and they didn't manage to daven Musaf. It was too chaotic. But Salu Yachet, and I daven by myself. So you see, he holds that it is a Chiv on the Yachet if there is no Chever Ir to be Yot to him. The High Yachet Shaloba Chever Ir. That's such a situation. Yosef Hanina Kra, Kamei, Derivyana, Vyasuva Ka'amar, Halach Rabbi Huda, Shamishum Belozman. So they said the halacha is like Rabbi Huda, who said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I'm like puk kra karech lebra. Go teach your learning outside. The halacha Rabbi Huda sha'amar mishum. Right, in other words, go teach us outside. This is, don't teach such nonsense in here, because that's not the halacha. The halacha is not right. The halacha Rabbi Huda sha'amar mishum ben Azariah. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Itzias, Rabbi Yana d'tzali v'had d'tzali. I saw Rabbi Yana daven once, and then he davened a second time. Other Yemel Azariah v'dum meikar lo kiven daite. Maybe he didn't have kavana. Ulubsov kiven daite, and then he had, the second time he did. So maybe that's why he did it twice. Some of the chaziman gavra rabba kamasid alei. He said, think about what a great man you're talking about. And there was Rabbi Yochanan knew what he was talking about when he explained that was because of Musaf that he davened twice. Rav Ami Rav Asi Avagav da Havelei Tleisar Be Knishta B'Tveria. Despite the fact that these two great rabbis had Tleisar, 13 shuls in Tiberias, lo hava metzali al bnei amude hechad havagars. They would not only daven among the columns where they would learn. Itmar, Rav Yitzchak Bar Av Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu Amar Halakha Yehudisham Mishum Velozman Azariah Rechiba Abba Tzali Vahadar Tzali Rechiba Abba would daven again. Amalei Rezer, my time of Marhachi, why are you doing this? Elim Mishum Delokiv Mardat, it's because you have Kavanah Amalei Lalomel Yimod Adam. Says, aren't you supposed to consider beforehand whether you have the kavanah to be able to daven or not? Is it because you forgot to mention, right? If you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh at night, you can still stay at Shach. So this opinion understood, you only have to say it once, it seems, or at least you don't have to go back. Didn't we say, Amar Yochanan b'tzibur shanu? That's only true, but Sibur, this idea of that because you can go back, and therefore I do have to go back because I forgot about Rosh Chodesh. Kama Yeshu Ben Tfilah Tfilah, Rav Huna V'Chizna, Rav Huna V'Chanina maybe. Chad Amar Kadesha Tishchonen Daito Olav. Some say that between one tefillah and the next, it goes just going one Shemoneh Esrei into another Shemoneh Esrei, he should pause until his mind will be mischonein alav. Chad Amar Kadesha Tischolel Daito Olav. So another language of settling, his mind settling. Mandar Kadesha Chonet Daito Olav Ksiv Eschanan El Hashem, it's based on the Pasuk of Eschanan. Mandar Kadesha Chonet Daito Ksiv Vayechal Moshe. Tosis says this is the same length of time. They're just different languages to teach you ideological ideas about it, but it's not a halachic disagreement. Amar of Anan Amar Rav. Tavlo His Shell Rosh Chodesh Arvis. If a person didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, because there's no Chodesh HaChodesh only in the day. This is indeed the halacha, by the way. So this doesn't apply, for example, on Shalosh Regalim. If a person forgot Yalav Yom, he does go back. It's only Rosh Chodesh because Ein Mekachin is a Chodesh Belayla. That's the reason. He says, well, what about a Chodesh Chaser? Then maybe we do send you back because there's only one night of Rosh Chodesh. He said the exact reason. Mali chaser, mali mali. So it doesn't matter. In other words, he says it very explicitly that the reason is because ein mekachin chodesh belayla. So that's all. Hadron alach tchilas hashachar says the Mishnah ein omdin lehispalel elamitoch kovid rosh. A person should only stand to daven with kovid rosh, which Rashi says means humility. Chassidim Rishonim would wait an hour before tefillah in order to direct their hearts to their Father in heaven. Even if a king asks how you are doing, don't respond. Even if a serpent is coiled around one's ankle, he should not disrupt. She was bitter of the soul. If you're going to learn it from Chana, having Hachna, because she was very, very sad. She was very sad. I will pray, right, with Yirasecha. Maybe David was a unique person in world history who would really go out of his way with his prayers. It says, pray to Hashem, bow to Hashem, Behadras Kodesh, I think Behadras Ela Becharadas. Right, the Hadras, if you switch around the words and switch one of the letters, it's Becharadas. Maybe you shouldn't switch around letters and switch the order. Would be Mitzayin himself. You know, he would get himself dressed in nice clothes and afterwards. In other words, that would explain what Hadras Kodesh is, to dress in Hadar, in majesty. What does it mean, Gilu Bira'ada, to rejoice with trembling? In the place where one rejoices, Sham Tehei Ra'ada, in that very place one should be trembling. Abai have Yosef Kamei de Rabba. Abai sitting before Rabba Chazye to have a Kabadach Tuva. Yeah, he saw him laughing like, seemed like too much. It's near a Kiporik all. I mean, it looked like he was not taking seriously what life is all about. Doesn't it say even when you rejoice, it should be with trembling? He says, I'm wearing tefillin. So they allow you to be much more joyful because you have this clear edus that Hashem is over me, and therefore it's not a problem. Reb Yirmi have a Yosef Kamei de Reb Zeira Chazi to have a Kabadach Tuva. Reb Zeira seemed to be laughing too much. Amalei b'chol etziv yamosar. Right? I mean, it's an advantage to be a little bit sad. I'm wearing tefillin, so I have nothing to worry about. My brother Ravina avadi lulu berei. My brother Ravina made a hilulah for his son. Chazinu Rabbanon teka Badri Tuva. So he made a wedding party for his son, and all the people, the Rabbanon, were being too cheerful. I see Kas Demokra Bas Arba. Mea Zuze. He brought a very expensive cup that was 400 zuz. The Tavar Kamayu, the Iatsu, and he smashed it before them, and boy, did they get sad. Ravashi Oven Hilulu Bure. Ravashi made a wedding for his son. Chazinu Rabban to have a Kabat Kituvi. He saw that the Rabban were very, very cheerful. I see Kasa de Zugisa Chiyurta. He brought a cup of white glass. The first Rashi on the page, it has the wrong divrei amaskal, and it puts it by the previous one, but the Mefarshim explains. So this one, right? White glass. V'tava kamayu v'yatsu. He smashed it before them, and they got sad. Rabban the Rabbanu Zute behilula demar brei deravina. Lishol amar. Sing us a song, they said to him. Amrelei v'ylan demisnon, v'ylan demisnon. Woe, we're all going to die. Woe, we're all going to die. And that sure influenced the party's mood. And we're like, Anan ma neni basrach, what should we say back to you? Because in those days, they would have a leader, and then there was a response. So it's, we're all going to die, we're all going to die, and then everyone's supposed to say back something. And we're like, hai Torah, hai mitzvah, dimaganu alon, where is the Torah, and where are mitzvahs that otherwise could have protected us or should protect us? You're not allowed. It's prohibited for a person to fill his mouth with laughter. In this world, only then will our mouths be filled with song, laughter, and our tongues with song. And when will that be? Only once the goyim say, only at that time. It sounds like from before that, he used to be filled with laughter and joy. And after he heard this, he toned it down a little. He didn't laugh with song. Such a whole belly laugh. A person shouldn't stand up to pray right out of a discussion of din or dvar halacha. Only halacha psuka, like not lambda, you know, clarity in halacha. V'hechi dami halacha psuka. What's an example of a psuka? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rav Zeir, Benos Yisrael k'mil atzon. Shefilu rosti bezdam kechad. Shavas lo shemin akim. That Benos Yisrael accepted upon themselves. They accepted upon themselves. Feminists, you hear this? They accepted this upon themselves to sit seven nikiyim, seven clean days, even if they saw one drop of dam kechardel, when technically they could be shomeres yom keneged yom, and be much more lenient. Rava Amar ki hadr of Hoshaya, Damer of Hoshaya, ma'arim adam al tfuah, so machnizim motshel, a person can trick with his tfuah, it's permitted to do this, and bring it in while it still has its chaff on it, kadesh dehe behemto ocheles, so that he can have his animals eat this produce, and it wouldn't have to give maaser. Iba same kid Rav Huna, Amrazera Hamekis Dam, Bahamas Kudshim, Asa Bahano, Mol and Bo, Rabbanan Avdi Kamasnisan, Rashi Avdi Ki Braisa. So again, he said that a person who is Mekis Dam on an animal of Kudshim, it's Asa Bahano, Umol and Bo. So these are examples. All of these are examples of halacha psuka. Tanabana, ain't no mitzvah lo mitoch atzvos. A person shouldn't get up to daven out of sadness, lo mitoch atzvos, or laziness, lo mitoch schok, or out of laughter, lo mitoch sicha, or idle conversation, lo mitoch kalas rosh, and goofing around, lo mitoch dvarim betelim, or just nonsense, doing meaningless things. Lo mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. A person should daven out of joy. From mitzvahs. V'chein lo yipatra adam mechaver, lo mitoch sichu, lo mitoch chok, lo mitoch halot rosh, lo mitoch dvar betenim. Person also shouldn't take leave of his friend, ala mitoch dvar halacha. He should only leave his friend with the last thing they do being a dvar halacha. Shekem etzim b'neviyam rishonim, shim edurim divay shevach v'tanchumim. Because we find that the neviyam rishonim would always finish whatever they were talking about with shevach v'tanchumim, and tanam right with praise, and they're comforting things. A person should not leave his friend only out of midvar, discussing a matter of halacha, because in that context he'll remember him. I assume it means the friend. So he accompanied him from these two, one city to the next, or one place to the all the way to the Beit Nisa Debavel. Kimata lahasam amrei mar vaday de amri inchi hani Nisa Debavel isnu be'adam rishon. He said, you know, this Nisa Debavel was here from the time these Nisa Debavel is some sort of a Nisa is a kind of palm tree, so they were here all the way since the time, excuse me, of Adam Harishon. But hashta amrei ad kartan milsa. Until now, right? And then he said to him, oh, you reminded me something of Yosef Bechanina, my tichsiv be'eretz asher lo avar ba'ish v'lo yashav adam sham b'kim achad lo avar heich yashav. It's a land that no person passed and no one lived there. He says, if no one even passed, certainly no one lived there. Elo amel lecha, it's to tell you, kol eretz shagazor la'adam rishon li'yishav, any place that Adam Rishon decided would be a place for living. Nisyashva, chashal gazor la'adam rishon li'yishav lo nisyashva. That's why nobody lives in some places, because Adam Rishon did not was not gozer. And here there's not even any parking. I mean, the other vision was like West LA, get in there, right? He wants Koreans buying houses. He wants people from Dubai, wherever you are, get property there near the Grove. Mordechai, I've seen about Ashi. Right, he wants Mordechai wants to come to Simar Ashi from Hagrunya all the way to Beikipe, and some say all the way to Beidura. Person that prays has to devote, direct his heart toward heaven. Abishol says the simon is tachin libam takshiv aznecha. Tanya, Amar. Rav Yehuda, here was the practice for Rabbi Kiva. He would quickly daven because of the Torah Chatzibur, because he didn't want people to have to wait for him. When he would daven by himself, though, other menicha bezavis zu, a person would leave the room and he was in one corner of the room. Umot bezavis acheres, by the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he was all the way on the other side of the room. He was bowing and moving. And he wound up unwittingly moving himself all around the room. A person should daven in a house that has windows, as it says, the windows were open, facing Yerushalayim, chavin in Aramaic, chavin, are psichon le. That's a pasuk in Daniel, it means the windows are open towards Yerushalayim. Yachlis balam kolim kuli, you think a person might be appropriate to daven the entire day from Yerushalayim, day Daniel, is it in Tlasa? No, he only davened three times in each day. Yachol mishabala gola huchala karnemar dihava avdis the avad min kadamas tana. He was doing this from before, so he didn't just start this in exile. He used to daven even before. Yachol mishabala adam lechol ruach shiirzeh. Maybe you think a person should daven in any direction he wants. Naged Yerushalem. He was facing Jerusalem. Yachol yehe kololan bevas achas. Maybe you can do all three Tefillahs in one shot, just get it over with for the day. Before Shali Day David, King David explicitly said, Erev Voker Mitzarayim, evening, morning, and afternoon. Yachi Yashmiya Kolo B'Tefillah, so maybe you should make your voice loud when you pray. Your voice could not be heard. Yachol Yishlom Tzach Avachim Yisrael, you might think a person should first ask for the stuff he wants, and only afterwards he should pray. But unfortunately, Shlomo, it says, Lishmal Arena Ve'ela Tefillah, Arena Zu Tefillah, Tefillah Zu Bakash, Arena is praising Hashem, whatever tefillah is, and when it says tefillah, it means asking for things. Ein omer davar acher, emes v'yatziv, aval acher tefillah, afilu kaseh tefillah shem kippurim omer. A person should not say anything else after emes v'yatziv, anything in, but after his Shemoneh Esrei, he can go as long as he wants. After Shemoneh Esrei, Itmar Nami Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Af Bishar Amar Shol On Tzrachov V'Shemei Tefillah In Bal Omar Achar Tefillah Sofil Shekiru Yom Kippur Omar. Even though we said that it's an appropriate time to stick things into Shemei Tefillah, after one's Tefillah, one can add in an enormous amount. The chap is that it's still part of Tefillah. It's not obviously after Tefillah you can talk, and that means it's still part of Shemoneh Esrei. Amar Nuna Kame Hilchas Gvurasa Ikal Mishnah Mehani Kredechan. There's so many great halachas, great, qualitatively, that can be learned from the Pesukim of Chanuch. Chavin was davening on her heart, means you have to have kavan in your heart. Svasa knows, or her lips are moving. You see that a person should actually express it with their lips and not just think of it. Her voice could not be heard. So you see, a person shouldn't raise their voice in tefillah. You see from there that a drunk person shouldn't daven because he thought she was drunk and thought it was inappropriate. Eli, admasai tishtakarin. How long will you be drunk? See from here that a person who sees something inappropriate about his friend has to give tochacha. This tells you, even if it's not really an issue d'oraisa, you still have to do it. The Rambam says, "Harochaver shachata o shaholech b'derech lo tova." So that sounds like that's this. It's two things: a chet or derech lo tova. Matan chametora lo adoni. She responded, "Amru levitem of Yosef b'chanina amrle lo adon ata b'davar zev lo ruach kodesh shor alechas shachana b'davar zev." She said to him, "You're not a master about this, and there's no ruach kodesh." That you could be choshen me this, or maybe that said bitmi lo adon. I mean, are you not such a master and thing with ruach kodesh? It's a chiddush. Or you could amri hachi amrle lo adonata lavik a shchini ruach kodesh kabach shedantani lekavchov v'lontani lekavschus. So don't you have Shechina and Ruach Kodesh that you should have been, how could you be Dan Milakav Chova and not Lakav Schus? Marshall talks about the distinction between these two. Mi lo yadata de ishik shas Ruach Anochi, don't you know that I'm a woman with a, you know, with a difficult spirit? But I haven't drank any alcohol. This is if you were accused of something that wasn't true, that you have to speak up to the person. You're not allowed to just be humble and accept the fascinating, right? This means even to great good God will be Israel, like Eli. If they accuse you of something and they ban your book or something, you still have to speak up. I remember Rabbi Slavkin for Tkufa wasn't speaking up, and then he said his Rabbi told him that there's a Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph Mitzvah to speak up and try to defend yourself if you think that you were misunderstood. Yeah, and certainly as great as anybody was who accused him of something, I mean Eli was too, right? So that's what it said here. You see from here that a drunk person who prays is like an idolater. It says there before Bas Belial, and the word Bli'al is a very, very negative word. Bli'al, a person who has a lawless person. And there it means Avodah Zarah, here it means Avodah Zarah. Vayan Eli Vayomer, L'chil Shalom. Eli said, go in peace. That you have to comfort. If you accuse someone of something they didn't do, you have to apologize. You have to give them a blessing. May the God of Israel give what you are asking. Tzvakan was the first person to refer Hashem as the Lord of Hosts. What does that mean? You made everything in the world. You can't give me one son. There's people all over the world having kids. You have a king who made a massive meal for his slaves. One poor guy comes. Give me a slice of bread. If they ignore him, he pushed his way in. You have a huge meal. You're spending millions of dollars on this thing. You can't give me a slice of bread. You'll see, right? If you don't do what I'm asking, you'll see what's going to happen. I will go into yichud with someone else in the presence of Inar Zalkana. Will see this. They came into Mr. Tarna, Mashkili Me Sota. Because that happens, I'll get sota water. Plaster. You're not going to make your Torah false. Shnemar V'noksa V'nizra Azara. Right? The woman will be, if she wasn't unfaithful to her husband, she'll have kids. Right? That's good. If you interpret that pasuk to mean that if a woman was on hakara, she'll have children. If you hold that she'll have a superior type of child, like if it was painful, it won't be as painful. If she had girls, she'll have boys. If she had dark ones, she'll have light ones. Short ones, she'll have tall ones. Michael Amemar, how do you explain this? Titania, Benachson Israel Zara, Melamishim Haisa Akara Nifkeh. This is very small, but Rabbi Kiva said him, Ken Yalchu Kol Akara, it's cool. And he starts the zoo. So it would come out that all the women are going to use this trick to have kids, and the one woman who doesn't go and ruin herself, meaning even by going into yichud, Rabbi Akiva is calling kilkula, right? And this woman who isn't unfaithful, is not kilkula nifkedes, will have a child. And that can't be for some reason, which is not clear why it can't be. Like, why is it, what's the kasha? The mafarshim are busy with that. Like, what's Rabbi Akiva asking? She'll have two. She'll have twins. My im ra'otira. So then what, how would you explain ra'otira? If it's not for this kind of thing, the Torah speaks in the idioms of human beings. So Amr Yosef ben Chinah, Gimel Amasos Halalu Lama. She calls herself Hashem's Alma three times. Amr Chanan Tehachar Shem Shalosha Bit Kemi Sam Rasa Beisha. You created three tests of death in women. Remember the Shosha Divke Miso are three things that attach death to a woman. Nida Chala v'Adlakas Haner, right? Rosh Tevis Chana. Nida Chala and Adlakas Haner. Klum Avarti Al Achas Mehen. Did I break any one of those? If you break one of those, I would have died. I'm not dead, so I deserve to be a mother because those are Mesos L'Shas Leidas, and that's a woman who doesn't really deserve her motherhood. So if you keep those, you should have children. What does it mean? She wants human children. With nobody, did someone suspect she wanted a turtle? Amar Rav Gavra Begovrim, it means a man among men. Shulam Azeresh and Mosek Shneanoshim, it means a child, right? Descendants who will anoint two great men, Umanin and Shaul with David. They would anoint Saul and David. Rav Yochanan Amar Azeresh Shokul Kishneanoshim, it means children that are worth as great as two men. Uman, who are they? Inun, Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron, Shmuel Karshma, Shmuel was equal to Moshe and Aaron combined. Rabbanah Amar Azeresh, Zeresh and Mulim and Hashem. Listen to Rabbanah, they say a Zera that is mixed up among people because Rav Dimi, Rabbanah, the Aruch, Velo Gutz, not too small, not too short, low cotton, low Elaim, low Schor, Velo Gichor, low Chacham, not too smart, not too simple, not too white, not too black, not too tall, not too short, just an average kid. I'm the one who's standing here. You see that you can't sit within four amos of someone davening. Right, so he had stand with her. I daven towards this child. Shmuel Mor Halacha Bnei Rabbi. Shmuel made a mistake, and he was Mor Halacha before Eli. What is the relationship between slaughtering the animal and bringing the child to Eli? Ella Amr Lahen Eli. Kiru Kohen. Call a Kohen. Lacy Velishchot. So that he can come slaughter the animal. Chazini Shmuel to have him ahadri basar kohen. They said they're looking around for a kohen in the mishkat. I'm like, lama lechula ahadri basar kohen the mishkat. Shchita bizar ksheretz. Shchita is kosher with a czar, with a non-kohen. I assume the kamei daily. I'm like, minocha, who told you this? I'm like, mikhsiv v'shachat ha-kohen. The Torah never says v'shachat ha-kohen v'kriv v'kohen. It says they should offer it. Mikabola v'elech, from Kabbalah Saddam and on, mitzvah skehuna, mikhan l'shchita, shekshir v'zar. You see from here, and it's indeed the halacha, that shir shchita is kosher for v'zar. I'm like, meimah shabbat, he says, you're clearly right. Miu mar halacha v'nei rabcha, but you're ruling a halacha before your rabbi. V'chal mar halacha v'nei rabcha, chayv misa. The person who's mar halacha v'nei rabcha deserves to die. Asya Chana v'katzavcha kamei. Chana came and started screaming before him. And here she needs everything. Don't you remember me? I'm the woman who stood here before you with this. Shafki le di'enah. She says, let me punish him. Let me kill him. But I'll daven. You'll have another kid who's better than this one. I wanted this kid. She didn't want a better kid. She davened for Zera Anashim, an average kid. Al iske liba on the matters of her heart. What does it mean, matters of her heart? Everything you created in a woman, lo baras. You didn't make anything for no reason. The eyes see. My ears can hear. Right noses are for smelling. Right? Your hands do work and your legs walk. And breasts are in order to nurse. Why did you put breasts on my heart? Maybe dadim is nipples. Maybe. And Shadayim is breast. It's not 100% clear. Lalahanik Bohen. Tainli Ben. Vanikan. Let me use these. For a child. Person who sits in a fast on Shabbos, a lifetime of bad decrees can be ripped up because of that. Became closer in front of a man who did Onik Shabbos. But still, he has to pay back for the din of Onik Shabbos. So he did something wrong. In other words, even though it was really, really productive, there is a loss that he has to solve. Mike Takante, he has to fast another fast because he fasted. So he fasts Sunday as well. So he'll eat Saturday night and then fast on Sunday. Amalazar, Chana, Hiticha Dvarim Klap Malach. Chana threw her words up in heaven. Shnevi Yisrael, Al Hashem. Elamish Hiticha Dvarim Klap E Maila. This means that she threw words up towards Hashem. Eliyahu blamed Hashem, saying, "You turned their hearts backwards." Where do we know that Hashem turned around and admitted to Eliyahu to live Asher Hari Osi? I was bad. So Hashem says, I made them bad. I created it to her. If not for these three psukim, the Jews would be in very bad shape. When it says Sona Yisrael, because we don't even want to say let it be bad for the Jews. So we say bad for the enemies of the Jews. But that's just a euphemism for us. Those three psukim show that it's really Hashem's responsibility in some way. And that gives the Jewish people a little bit of hope that he's also responsible.
B'chukei teilechu. Amr Lazar, Moshe tiach dorm kalb Hashem. Never respond. Moshe Hashem. I'll take El Hashem. El Al Hashem. Moshe threw his words up to Hashem. Shekain Devei. Remember Lazar and Yaakov. Coin the Alfin. Ein Alfin. You see, Ein and Aleph get mixed up by Bei Rabbi Lazar and Yaakov, and so you see that they're related. The Chirab Yanai Amri. Devei Yanai Amri Hacha. The Diza Hav. Where do you see Moshe throwing words at Hashem? My Vediza Hav. What does it mean? Enough gold.
Amar. Amri, he said it's because you gave them way too much gold until they said, okay, enough. That is what caused them to worship the eagle, to create and worship the eagle. And they explained, a lion does not is not nohem, which means like happy and go crazy and damage, right? It doesn't get wild. When he has a little box of tevin, it's when he has a box of, you know, he has a lot of meat to eat. He's really, really satisfied. That's when he starts to act out. I remember Ashaya, Mashalam Shasla Para Kehusha Ubal Sevar, Mechila Kashinan, Vaisim Vaetasbo. He had a para that was very weak. And then when he fed it really good stuff, it would kick back at him. It's only because I gave you all this good stuff. He gave this kid all this good, right? He gave him a good sauna, right? He took him to a bathhouse and massages and foods and things and drinks. And he put money around his neck. And then he placed him in front of a house of prostitution. What is that kid going to do that he can't sin? That filling your stomach is one of the great sins. You know, when they get satisfied like that, then their hearts get haughty and they forget me. Your hearts get high and forgotten and forget Hashem. Person eats and is satisfied and enriched and he turns away. A Jeshurun listened and kicked back. When we know that Hashem went back and acknowledged Moshe's point. And he's like, give them a lot of money, and they use the gold for the Baal. What is Hashem on Har Sinai? Told Moshe, go down. Raid Megadulascha. Go down from your greatness. Did I give you greatness for anything other than Jewish people? Actually, you're so chatu, and have the Jewish people sin. Ata Lamali. What do I need you for? At that moment, Moshe lost his power to speak. He got weak. And when he said, "Harif made of Ashmidim," Amar Moshe, "Davar ze talui b." This depends on me. Hashem said, "Let me go, so I can destroy them." He said, "Wait a minute, right?" That's when he got strong in tefillah. Moshe King got mad at his son. He was beating his son. And the person who loved this king's dear friend was sitting before him. He was afraid to say anything to defend the kid. If not for this guy sitting here, I would have killed you. He says, oh, I have an influence here. Miyad Amad, the Hitzilu, he got up and saved the kid. So let me alone. My anger will flare at them, and I'll make a new nation through you, Moshe. If it were not so clear in the pasuk, it would be impossible to invent such a thing. Right? Meaning you wouldn't say it in these words. But Moshe grabbed Hashem like a person grabbing his friend Bevigdo by his clothes. I will not let you go until you forgive them. I'll make you into a great nation. Kisei shall shalosh regalim, a chair with three legs. Eino yachal lamad levanach b'shas kascha, cannot stand, remain standing before you when you're angry. Kisei shall regal echad al achas kama v'chama. If it's a chair with only one leg, certainly, how is it going to stay standing? So if Avraham and Yaakov didn't work, what are you going to make me the founder of the nation? Lo'od el sheish bi boshesh panim. Me'avosa, I'm embarrassed. Look back at my ancestors. Look at this guy that they appointed over the Jews. He was in it for himself. And he didn't care about the other people.
Ichal Moshe b'nei Hashem. Moshe beseeched the face of Hashem. Amr lozim alamet she'avad Moshe b'tfilo f'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu ad she'hechalehu. He davened for Hashem until he got sick. Rav Amar ad she'hefelo nidro until she'hechalehu hiftzir bo. Okay, maybe it doesn't mean sick. Maybe it means until he really, really, really beseeched him. Okay. Ad she'hefelo nidro, until Hashem decided to undo his nether. So Hashem undid his commitment. So you need someone else to mochel the nether. Moshe was willing to give himself up to death over them. That means death, the Sefer HaChaim. It means that he got the Midas HaRachamim onto the Jews. Rabbanon, Amri Milamich, Amr Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanon Shalom, Chulin Hulecha, Me'asas Kedavar Hazeh, Chas Shalom, you know, it's beneath you to do such a thing. Rechal Moshe Lefnei Hashem, Tanya, Rabbi Lozar Gadol Omer, Milamich, Amr Moshe Betfil Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad She'achas To Achilu, he davened before Hashem until Achilu took over him. My Achilu, what is Achilu? Amr Rabbi Lozar, Eshel Atzamos, it is some, you know, a bone, yeah, fire. My Eshel Atzamos, Amar Abai Eshta de Garmi, he said in Aramaic, bone, some sort of disease or condition. Moulier in French. Zechor la'avim yitzchak yisrael avadecha asher nishbata lahem bach. And remember Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov that you swore about them. Amar Elazar, Amar Moshe v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Emol nishbat lahem b'shamayim v'aretz, ha'yisi Amar k'shem shamayim v'aretz, betelim, kach shu'oscha, betela. If you would have said about heaven and earth, I would say, okay, eventually they'll, you know, everything physical ends. So shamayim v'aretz will be batel, so Yeshua will be batel. Shenishbat lahem b'shem chagolo, ma'ashim chagolo chai v'kayim l'olam olam olam, kach shu'oscha kayim l'olam olam. But you made a shvua on them with your name, and your name will last forever, Yeshua to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. You said to them, I will make your children as numerous as the stars of the sky. And all this land that I said, Hi Asher Amarti, that I said, Asher Amarta. He's talking to Hashem. He should say the land that you spoke about. Until that point in the pasuk is Moshe talking. From then on, it's Hashem talking. He's like literally speaking in Hashem's name. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Elu ve'Elu Divrei Talmud. They're both Moshe talking. Elakacham Moshe v'nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe v'for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam Dvarim she'amarta li lechem olam yisrael b'shmi halachti amarta lem b'shmecha. Achshav mani yomer lahem. I said it over in your name. Asher amarti, right? Meaning I said it over in your name. Now what am I going to tell them? Mebilti yecholos Hashem. It says Hashem couldn't manage. Yochel Hashem, what's Yochel less? Me by the way. Hashem is weak like a female. And he's not going to be able to save. Didn't they see the great miracles that I performed at the ocean? They'll still say he could stand up to one king, to Paro, the Shloshim, the Echad, Malachim, and Yochalam, but he couldn't stand up to 31. From where do we know that Hashem accepted Moshe's position? I have forgiven like your words. Tanu very bishmal kedvarecha. I see the almost all lomar came. Ashrei talmud shav modelo. Right, the goyim will one day say, "Fortunate is the student whose rebbe acknowledges, agrees to him." Vulam chay ani. However, I am alive. Amar Rabba. Amar Yitzchak. Melam shemal kolash brachu lemoshe. Hechisani bidvarecha. You've given me life among the goyim. And with your words, Darshrib Simloi Lo Olam Yisader Adam Shivacho Shel Kosh Brachu Shalom. Christian should always organize his praise of Hashem, and after that he should pray Minolam Mimoshe. We know it's from Moshe. Every time Hashem says He, Yichsev Hashem Elokim Atah Chlos Laris Es Devedecha Es Kol Lachas Yada Chazaka Hashem Mikel B'Shemayim V'Arts Hashem Es Kamasegu V'Rasecha Yichsev V'Asrei Ebrin Ave Eres Arts Tovus. Before asking for what he wanted, he first spoke at great length about how great Hashem is. Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. On Relaza Gedol Tzvila Yosni Masim Tovim She'Ein Lacha Golu Masim Tovim Yosni Moshe Rabbeinu. There's nobody great in Masim Tovim as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Afal Pikein Lonena El B'Tzvila. Still, he wasn't answered because of his Masim Tovim. The Tzvila was a necessary ingredient. Shnei Al Tosef Davar Eli V'Samech Le Alei Rosh Hapiska. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu still needed Tzvila. So you see how great Tzvila is. Ma'asim Tovim is just not enough. Amr Lozu Gedola Tainis Yosem Minat Tzedaka. Fasting is more important than charity. My time is Zeb Gufa Zeb Mamono. Because when you change yourself, is even harder than doing anything good for anyone else in the world. That's the very hardest thing in the world to do, is to make an influence on yourself. And with those good old tefillah, yosemina karbonos, there is tefillah is even superior to sacrifice. So the pasuk says, Yeah, in that order. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol Kohen Shehargas HaNefesh should not do Nesias Kapayim, Berchus Kohenim, Yadechem Damim Maleyu. Also from that same pasuk in Malachi, that same area in Malachi. Amar Lazar, Miyam Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Ninil Lushar Tefillah, from the day that the temple was destroyed, the gates of Tefillah were locked. Shenemar Gamki Ezek Vishaveh, Sasom Tefillah Si. Afal pi shashay tefila ninalu shay dimet lo ninalu. Right? Sorry. So from the database of Mikdash was, you see, sasam tefila. See, my tefila was sasam. It was harder to pray. Even though the gates of tefila are locked up, though, the gates of tefila are not locked up. Shnei shema tefila si Hashem v'shvasi v'azina al dimasi al techerash. So Hashem, we still expect him to listen to tears. Rava lo gozat tenesa v'yomad de'eva. Rava would not make a fast on a cloudy day, Mishum Shenemar Sakosu Ba'anan Lach Me'avor Tefila, that a cloudy day is like Hashem closing the heavens to one's tefila. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there is an iron curtain, an iron wall between the Jews and their Father in heaven. Shenemar Va'ata Kachlucha Machavas Barzel Lesato Zakir Barzel Me'enchal Be'enat Yir. So the pasuk indicates placing an iron barrier. A person who spends a long time in his prayer will be answered. It will not come back empty. Hashem listened to me that time. Person's marach in his tefillah and really looks into it. So he's going to have heartache. When you hope for something too much, causes heartache. Engage in the pasuk ends telling you that Eitz Chaim is the thing, the desire will come. We know Eitz Chaim is the tree of life, is Torah. The difference is if a person is marich and ma'ayin ba and not ma'ayin ba, it means if the person really expects it to come, that's not right. A person is marich betfila, right, but it doesn't put too much. Stock in getting exactly what he wants, so then it's a very effective tefillah. But the moment that a person thinks he's certainly going to get it, he can experience a lot of pain from that. The person sees that he davened it, he wasn't answered, so go back and daven. Right? Hope to Hashem, then strengthen your heart, then hope again. So don't expect everything to work in life the first time. That's unreasonable. You got to always try again. Talking about Arvitzik and Chizuk, there are four things that always require Chizuk, trying again, strength. You know, you try to do it, it doesn't always work. Keep strengthening it. And Torah, Maisim, Tovim, Tfilu, Derech, Eretz. Those four things. Torah, Maisim, Tovim, Torah and good deeds, right? Minayin, Shnemar, Rachazak, V'amatz, Ma'od, Lishmor, Lasos, Kechol, HaTorah, Chazak, V'Torah, V'Ametz, B'masim Tovim, Tfila Minayin. What about Tfila? Shenemar Kavel Hashem, Chazak Mezav Kavel Hashem. Derech Eretz, which Rashi said, if a person is a business person, then for that. And if a person is a warrior, then in war, right? Whatever Derech Eretz a person is doing. Shenemar Chazak V'Nis Chazak Be'ad Amenu. Grammatically, that's the right way to say it. Grammatically, it seems certain that the right thing to say in Shul is Chazak Chazak V'Nis Chazak. Based on this pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, Ayin Shom one day. Vatomar Tzion Azvari Hashem Vashem Shechaychoni. Hainu Azuma, Hainu Shkucha, being abandoned and being forgotten. Sounds like the same. Abish Lakish, Amar Kedis Yolav, Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ben Shalom. Adam Nosa Isha Alish Tori Shona. Zocher Masa Rishon. A person marries another wife after his first wife, or on besides his first wife, he remembers the first wife. Ata Azavtani Vishechachtani. Amar Lakodesh Baruch Hu, Biti, my daughter. Yud Beis Mazal, Basu Rakia. I made 12 constellations. So I'll call mazel, mazel, bris, l'shloshim, chayel. Each of those mazels, I made 30 chayels. So I'll call chayel, chayel, bris, l'shloshim, legion. On each of those chayels, I made 30 legions. So I'll call legion, v'legion, bris, l'shloshim, raton. I made 30 ratons on each legion. So I'll call raton, raton, bris, l'shloshim, carton. 30 cartons, cartons. So I'll call carton, v'carton, bris, l'shloshim, gestera. So I'll call gestera, l'shloshim, tilisi bo, shlosh, me'os, shishim, chamisha, alfei, ribu, kochavim. 365 thousand, ten thousands of stars. Keneged Yemos Hachama, like the 365 days of the solar year. I made it all for you. Ve'at amart azavtani v'shechechtani, and you think I forgot and abandoned you? That can't be. Hatishkach isha ula. Can a woman forget her child? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klum eshkach olos elim so ulos like a ola. Can I forget all the korbanos of the elim, the olos? Upitre rechamim sheikrafta lefanai b'midbar. There's no way I could ever forget all that. Since you don't forget things before your kisei hakavod, maybe you won't forget the egel. I will forget that, because we know that gedola tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakavod, and this is ein shikha lifnei kisei chavodecha. So lifnei the kisei hakavod, there's no shikha, but tshuva goes further. If there's shikha, right, shema tishkach li maisa sinai, maybe you'll forget from me the experience of Har Sinai. I will never forget that. Where do we know that we spend an hour? Fortunate are those who dwell in your home. Ben Levi, he would wait an hour after Tvilah, will really settle with them afterwards. When a person davens, he should wait an hour before, an hour after. Same thing as before. Chassidim would wait an hour and daven an hour, and then they would daven, wait another hour after. So wait a minute, this is three tefillas a day. 9 hours a day dedicated to tefillah. How did they learn Torah? How did they manage a business? How did they binge watch hours of Netflix? It doesn't ask that. So apparently they left that out. Because they were at Chassidim, the limited amount of Torah they had time to do was guarded, and their melacha, the little bit of melacha they did, was blessed. They would do a couple trades on the NASDAQ, and that was it. And they bought Apple stock early. Filu Hamelech Shaul Bishlomo Lo Yeshivenu. Even a king is asking how you're doing. Don't respond. This is only a Jew king. But for Gentile kings, you stop, because they will kill you. They are loose cannons, these Gentile kings. Yeah? Someone didn't say hello to me. Insecure Gentile kings. A person's praying Shemona Esrei, and a bandit comes to threaten him. Or he sees a wagon come. He shouldn't stop his davening. He should just end quickly. Right? Shorten it. And lo kasher, that depends if it's possible to finish up in the meantime. Like he's close to the end, he doesn't have to risk his life to try to finish. There was once a very righteous person who was praying along the way. Ba sar echad nasan lo shalom. A sar came by and said shalom. Lo hichzir lo shalom. He didn't respond shalom. Him to lo shalom. The guy waited there until he finished his davening. He said empty one. Halok siv v'tarasim. Doesn't it say in your Torah? Raki shom lecho shmor nafshkem od siv nishmartim lo nafshasechem. He said to him what your typical, Orthodox woman would say to like a Hasidish kid who's smoking or something, right? The two psukim that the Taka quote, right? Can I say, right? I mean, guard your life. What are you, crazy? It's suicide. When I said shalom to you, lamalo hechzartali shalom. Why didn't you say shalom back? If I would have chopped your head off with this here sword, mi haya toveya es damcha, who would come and avenge your death? Miyadi, for me. He said, can you give me a minute to explain myself using words? If I was standing before a king of Basar Adam, and your friend came to you and said, shalom, would you say shalom back? He said, no, look, that's silly. Lo, ma yosim. What happens if you would interrupt your conversation with the king to say hello to your friend? I'm like, how you close to rush your life? They would slice my head off with a sword. I'm like, Lord Kavach. He says, this is a priori argument. Uma ata shahayisa omid lifnei melech basav adam. You had been standing before King Basav adam. Shayom kanu malchem bakevin. That king is alive today and dead tomorrow. Kachani shisi omid lifnei melech malchem malach melech. I was standing before the king who's the king over other kings. The Kadosh Baruch Hu shehu chay v'kayam la'ad ulo'olmei olamim. He is eternal. Al achas kama v'chama. How much more so that I should first address him and only then you. Miyad nispayis osa asar v'nifter osa achasid leveso the shalom. That Roman Tsar was appeased by this explanation, and this chassid managed to get home in peace. This is only true about a snake. Afal akrav is even more dangerous. A scorpion, posek, you daven and you run and you scream, scorpion. Maybe you don't. Maybe it's a kasha whether you should. Yafsik means to move. right? But maybe you shouldn't say a word. Meisvei nafal gov arayos. The person falls into a lion's den. Ein meiden olav shemes. You cannot be certain to tell his wife to go remarry because he's dead. Maybe people survive lions. And nafal chafir milayin nachashim ve'akravim. But if a person fell into a chafir, like Yosef Atzadik, right? Into chafir milayin nachashim ve'akravim. Ein shemes. You can say he's dead. It was like a miracle that Yosef didn't die. Shani asam to agav itzis amazke. So we say that's only nachashim ve'akravim. That's only because once you step on them, right? You fall in. That's why they damage. It's not because snakes are as dangerous. If a person sees shvarim, right, bulls, posek, the tanis in Pamplona, Spain, and it's the running of the bulls, get out of the way. Even a shor that has never gored, you are supposed to stay away from him 50 amas. Umishor muad, and from a shor that has already gored multiple times, kimelo enav, as far as one's eyes can see. If you see the head of a shore, the head of a bull over the bidikula. So he says, Sal shetolin bo tevin berosho v'ochel. Yes, you see the top of that thing where he's eating or something. Salik le'igra. Race up to the roof. Get away. These are very dangerous things, and it's telling you to avoid danger. V'shadi dagmi tutach. Not only that, take away the steps. So they would have like a ladder up to the roof. Get up to that roof and then pull the steps away, because which is a tremendous exaggeration, because they have a very hard time climbing ladders. This is specifically a dark bull, will be Yome Nisan, and in the times of Nisan, that's when it's that dangerous that you have to literally race to the roof. Because Satan is dancing between his horns. So that's a time when they're really in an interesting mood, and you want to avoid them at all costs. There was a place where there was some kind of a serpent, an arod, min nachash. Yeah, it was some kind of a serpent, some alligatorish type of thing. Mazik es habrios, and it would damage people. It was hurting people. Show me its lair. Show me its hole. He showed him the hole. Nasan akevo al piachur. He put his akev. He put his heel into it. Yatzav enashcho. So it came and bit his ankle, the mace, and it immediately died on contact. Also, I wrote, not like safe. He put it over his shoulder. So he comes back. Havil the base medrash. Comes back to the base medrash. Everyone's trying to learn, and they see him show up with a huge serpent. I'm with them. Ru'u bnei adam. Ru'u bonai. Sorry, ru'u. See my children. Ain't I wrote, mamis? This serpent doesn't kill anyone. Alachet mamis. Sin is what kills people. He used to say, woe to the person who meets up with the arod, the oil of the arod, and woe to the arod, Shapaga bo Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who meets up with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Maskin Gurus Kesham Tchesa Mesim, says the Mishnah, we mentioned Gurus Kesham Tchesa Mesim, that's Masha Veruch, Vesheela, and we ask for it, Bebirkas Hashanim, the Havdollah, Bechonin Hadas, we say Havdollah and Chonin Hadas, Bekiba Omer, Omra Bracha Revis, Bechne Atzma, you say it the fourth Bracha on its own, Rabbi Leza says in Modi. So, Maskin Gurus Kesham, my time. Why do we say that in Tchias HaMesim? Or we also talk about Tchias HaMesim because rain is as valuable as Tchias HaMesim. The Fikah Kavuah Tchias HaMesim, the first place there, Shilu Birchas Hashanah, my time, or we also talk about Tchias Parnasa, since our support depends on the Fikah Kavuah Birchas Parnasa, it's put in Birchas Parnasa, Havdol B'chon Erdas, my time, or we also talk about Chachma, Kavua bebirkas chachma. It's a sophistication to be able to distinguish things. That's avdala. Rabbanan am mitoch shi chol l'vika abu birkas chol. Since it's the first thing of the week, it's chol. So then you stick it in the first of the weekday brachas that we weren't saying through Shabbos. Am mikadola deya shenitne betchilas bracha shel chol. Deya is very sophisticated because it's the first of the weekday brachas. That's how you see how great it is. Am mikadola deya shenitne betchilas osios. Osios here means names of Hashem. Shenema ki kel deos Hashem. Kel on one side, Hashem on the other side, deos in the middle. You see how important it is. The chol mi she'en bo deya. Person who doesn't have deya, asur lirachem alav. You're not allowed to be merciful toward that person. Yeah, tzedakah, because, I mean, this is an important thing. Shnema kilo ambinos who? Okay, lo rachamenu osteo. Since they're not an intelligent nation, their maker will not be merciful to them. Or lazer golu mekade mikdash. Shenitan bein beis osteo. The base of mikdash is very, very special. It was put between two names of Hashem. Shnema to Hashem, mikdash Hashem. The word mikdash is between the two names of Hashem. Or lazer kolam. But a person who has deya, it's as if the base on Mikdash was built in his day. Mikdash is the base of Osios. Laski flor of Acha Karchi Noah. So would you say revenge is great? I'd be like, and it sure is. Bemilsa Mia Gedola He. Yeah, so in the appropriate time, it's really very great. One is
bad and one is good.
One nekama was bad for the goyim. Dichsev kel nekamos Hashem kel nekamos hofia. So Rabbi Akiva Omer. Omra bracha revias. He says you add in a fourth bracha. Amr Shem bar Abba the Rabbi Yochanan Mechti. Anje Knesset Gadola tikkun misal brachos tefilas kedusha avdos. Nechsi hechetikin. So he says, wait a minute. I mean, Rabbi Akiva is saying there's an extra bracha. Let's just look into the old sitters. You know, let's find out. Amr Betchil kavua betfila. So originally they established havdala in tefila. Hashiru kavua lakos. When they got wealthy enough to be able to afford wine for it, and they were mesakin alakos. Hanu chazav kavu betfila. When they got poor, they went back to put it back in tefila. V'heim amru, and they said, "Amad betfila tzarich shi havdala kos." That you have to do both from now on. Et marnami amru chia bar abba amru v'yochanan. Anshek esgano tiklam yisrael brachos utfilas kedushas v'havdalos betchila kavu betfila. Hashiru kavu alakos chazu v'hanu kavu betfila. V'heim amru amad betfila tzarich shi havdala kos. So they forgot exactly. It my nami Rabba Rav Yosef Damri Tavai Hamadav Tefila Tzarich Shiavdil Al Hakos Amar Rava. Right, so a person who's mavdil in Tefila still has to do it over the cup. Amar Rava Masvina Hashmaitan Tavlo Hiskir Gvuras Kesham Mitchias Amesim V'Shele Bechas Hashem Machzir Noso. Wait a minute, we know that if you forgot Mashav Ruach or Saint Talamatu, you have to go back. Havdol Bechonos and Machzir Noso. We don't send you back if you forgot Havdol and Davening Neshiachlo Amar Lakos, because you could say it on the coast. You say, it's not because you could say it. Elimination Omra ala coast, because it is said. Yachal sounds like if you forgot, then you say it. We say, no, you are saying it on the coast. It my nami, Reb Yossi asked Reb Yochanan bit Sidon. Reb Yossi asked Reb Yochanan in the city of Sidon, Ve'amri la Reb Shimon ben Yaakov de Minsur asked Reb Yochanan. Ve'ana shamet. And I heard this. So, one, right, different opinions about who asked this. Hamadu b'tzir tzarech shi'avdil ala kos, o lo. Rishon makes havdalah in tefila. Does he have to do that over a cup, or does he not? Ve'amar lei tzarech shi'avdil al hakos. He does. What if a person made Avdala first over the cup? Should he then, and he's davening Ma'ariv afterwards? I mean, tefillah is the main thing. And if you did have done two, you still have to do it over the cup. Then certainly you should have to do it in tefillah. Tani Rav Acha, Arika, Kamei, Derav, Chinina. Hamadu betfila meshubach yosh mishmav lakos. Havdalah betfila is even more superior to doing it over a cup. Imhivdal bezu bezu yanuchalo brachas arosh. If you do it in both, may blessings reside upon your head. So make sure to daven ma'ariv matzi Shabbos. You could say Havdalah, right? It's a very, very, very special amount of blessing that comes from doing both of them. Haguf akasha amrit, meaning and befrat that, like, you know, there's those who hold ma'ariv as a rishus and the different attitudes towards what that was, especially in the old times. So maybe nowadays it's so accepted that even Rishos, you have to do it. But you see, Yanuchul Abrachas al Rosho, it's like a very, very special thing for Matzi Shabbos. So, Hagul Bakasha. I'm in a Mother B'Tvila, Mishubach Yosef, Mishamadun Lakos. We say that Havdalah B'Tvila is even superior from those who do Havdalah over a cup. Alma Tvila Chuda Sagi. That clearly sounds like Tvila is sufficient. Now we say if you did them both, Brachos should go on your head. We're giving them after Libachada, Iftar. So I don't understand. If you're yotze with one, why brachas come in your head? It's a bracha she'ena tzricha. You're already yotze. Amar Rabbi Tamer Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Amar Tavayu. Kol Baruch Baruch She'ena Tzricha. Mishum Lo Sisa. You violate 10 commandments if you make a bracha she'ena tzricha. Ela Ema Hachi. Im Hivlo Bezu. Velo Hivlo Bezu. Yanuchu Brachas Arosha. If you did in this one and not the other one, Yanuchu Brachas Arosha. That should be it, right? Baminei Rechizmer Sheshes. Ta Bezu U Bezu Mahu. If a person made a mistake in this one and that one, what should you do? If you made a mistake in both, then you go back to the beginning of tefillah and to the cup. Right? You have to start over. I'm the Ravina Larava. What's the halacha? Just like Kiddush, we say Kiddush in Shul, right, in Davening, and then nevertheless we make Kiddush over a cup. So the same thing is true with Havdalah. You have to do both. It's not a brach shen, it's tzricha, it's wonderful. But Lezer Omer Hodah. Rav Lezer says you should do it by modem. Rav Zera, Hava Rachiv Chamer, Hava Kashokil, the Azul, Rav Chiyama Avin Masrei. Rav Zera was riding his donkey, and Rav Chiyama Avin was traveling behind him. Certainly the halacha from Riochan halacha is like Rav Lezer b'Yom Tov Shechalios Achar HaShabbos, in a Yom Tov that comes after Shabbos. Amalei in, he said yes. Says the Michlal de Pligi below Pligi, va Pligi Rabbanon, He's right. Wait a minute. Nobody argues. The Rabbanon argue. Emer de pligi Rabbanon b'shayim as Hashanah. They only disagree other days of the year. Right? Nobody says halachas like the Rabbanon. It sounds like people argue. But so wait a minute. The Rabbanon only argued about other things. B'yom tov shechalios achar haShabbos. Mi pligi. Did they ever disagree about Yom Tov that comes after Shabbos? V'pligi Rabbi Akiva. We said Rabbi Akiva disagrees. I want to call Shana Kula, me of Dinah, Rabbi Akiva. Say, wait a minute. The whole year we don't go like Rabbi Akiva, the Hashanah, Nekev, and Abikav. I said that suddenly now we're going to start going like him at this specific time. Why don't we normally pass in like Rabbi Akiva? The time is Tikkun, Tashre, Lo Tikkun, because we hold there's 18 blessings and not 19. Hachanami, Shev Tikkun, Tamni, Lo Tikkun, on Shabbos, Yantif, right? 7 and not 8. Amalei, Lav Halacha Itmar, Elamatin Itmar. I never said the Halacha is like that. I said it seems, Matin. Matin means we go in that direction. Elamatin Itmar. To Itmar Yitzchak Barvdimi, Amar Moshe, Amar Mishum Rabbeinu, Halacha, V'amrila Matin. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Modim, Chiyama, Amar Nirin. So these are different approaches that how serious we are about this Halacha. Matin means it's, you know, we push in that direction. What does Rashi say about each of these? He says, Matin is we don't announce it in public, but we tell people in private. Nirin is we don't paskin it, but if you did it, we don't send you back. So it makes enough sense. Okay. Yochan says, Modim, Kamar versus Nirin. I'm going to say, Nikot Jirbichir, but Abba B'yad Dekha. Take Rav Chiya bar Abba's approach in your hand. Didiak v'kamar shmaitz mipum demar shapir kirechava depumadisa. So Rav Chiya bar Abba is someone that's worth trusting because he was extremely careful about the way that he learns his teachings from his masters. And like Rechava and Pumadisa, Rechava and Behudah Harbais stav kofful haya v'haya stav lifnim mistav. So this is some kind of bleachers that they would have on the Harbais, it was stav in front of another one bleacher in front of another bleacher. I just Allah have yadana, lo hayadana, velo hayadana. Ella me the Rav v'Shmuel yadana. So the kinele marginisa bebava. Sorry. So in other words, the idea of the stav business is that he didn't use the language right that anybody else. Itzdeba is what you would normally call it, but he used exactly the language of his Rebbe. He was very, very careful in the way he said things over. Okay, so he also says, I wouldn't know any of these. El Mirav Shmuel Yadana, Dekinele Marganisa Bavel. They established a beautiful pearl of a prayer in Bavel. Latoni Hashem Elokeinu Mishmur Dei Tzidkav, Vatol Milas L'chuk Ritzenach, Vatan Chilenu Zmanei Sasson, V'chagein Adavav, Tere Shinu Gitu Shabbos, Kvod Mod, Chag Yisra Regal, Ben Gitu Shabbos, 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 So they added in a prayer called Vatodienu, which is what we do on Matzi, we're separating Shabbos and Yantif. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer al kansi po yagiu rachamecha, val tov yizachar shemecha, modim, modim, Mishnah's written, it says that al kansi po to the bird's nest, your mercy reaches, and your name should be mentioned on the good, and modim twice, we silence him. Bish, lama modim, modim, Mishnah's goes to the next issue. You say modim twice, sounds like you're thanking two different gods. Val tov yizachar shemecha, nam, asha tov alorot, sounds like you appreciate God as the God over the good, but not the bad. V'ritnan, chayvan levarech ala rakshim, v'rach ha'tov, presents an obligation to bless the bad, just like the good, because it's all from God. My time, right? What is the problem with saying that Hashem's mercy extends to birds' nests? So they disagree. Because it distinguishes and makes jealousy among creations, because why birds and not anything else? Because it makes Hashem's behavior into mercy, but we don't really know why Hashem said to do that. So we don't have the right to interpret that as just simply mercy. The person said, you had mercy on the bird nest, have mercy on us. And Rabbi says, wow, what an amazing way he praised Hashem. Didn't we learn that you have to silence such a person? Rabbi was just testing Abai to see if he would pick up on the fact that this was a problem. There was a person who came before Rechanina. So he said all these great praises about Hashem. He waited for him to finish. Did you finish all of the praises of your Creator? What is all this? If not for the three that we say, Gadol, Gibor, Nora, then Hashem, that if not Moshe, then the Torah, Anshik and Sardola with the Knu Batfila, and then the Anshik and Sardola came and established them in Tfila, lo havinu yichol lemeimarle. Lahu. We wouldn't be allowed to say them. Va'at amar kuli, how you're saying all this, v'az is Moshe l'melech basav adam. So right, you're going on and on. Imagine a king of flesh and blood. Shahilo elef alafim dinar zavi. He had hundreds of thousands of gold coins, thousands of thousands, yeah, millions. The hayum is mekalson also b'shal kesef. Well, he's got a lot of kesef. Hello genai hulo. That is a genai for him. You mean meaning your great praises of God are selling Hashem short. Everything is in the hands of God, with the exception of the choice to fear God. What does God ask of you? Kim liyira. All he can ask of you is to fear him. Alti Yerushalayim Mil says, "Zotrus he ki im." It sounds like it's a small thing. Is Yerushalayim a small thing? Or Chanun Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Roshim Ben Yochai? Ain lo lakadosh baruch hu something else. Alti Yerushalayim. All God has in His storehouse is the otzar of Yerushalayim. You store up something that you can't get easily. And since it's the one thing Hashem can't get, it fills his storehouse. That's the grossness. Shenemar Yiras Hashem, he owed sorrow. That's what he has in his storehouse. And Legabe Moshe, Mil Sezuchas, he has. For Moshe, it is a small thing. So when a person has something, it depends on what he feels. Is it a big thing, a small thing? Depends on his attitude. Saying Shema twice, it's like saying Modim twice. It's not good to say Shema and double it. Megunahu. Shdukel Mishkin, we don't silence him. Look, Hashadam Milsa Milsa, Vitani, Hada Amar Psuka Psuka. If a person says each word over and over again, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, so he's a stutterer. It's Meguna, it's not good. My resident says the whole Shema, and then again the whole Shema, like a Pasuk, and then a Pasuk. So then already it sounds like he's saying it to two different deities. Maybe when the first time he said Shema, he's going to go back and say it again, he's going to have Kavana. Amarle, Chavrusa, Klape, Shmaya, Mi, Ika. I mean, do you get to have this sort of friendly, you know, cavalier attitude toward Hashem? Meikara. Right? Im lo kivin daiti mekar, a person doesn't have kavana the first time. Machinale bemarzafta denapcha. I mean, we beat him with the hammer of a napach, you know, a carpenter. So I don't know, what is that? An iron steel worker or something. Adam mechavin daiti until he has the right kavana. So we don't put up with that kind of nonsense. It's not an acceptable choice to not have kavana. You're talking about God here. Not your friend. Okay, says the Mishnah. If a person goes before the Teva, right, before the Aron Kodesh, so he's the Chazan, makes a mistake, Yavar Achar Tachtav, another person should come up there. At that time, you shouldn't be all modest and say, no, come on, me? Who? Me? Should lead the Tefillah? Just go. Meheichan. From who maskal? From where does the person start? From the beginning of the blessing that the person messed up with. Zeha over. The person who's the chazan should not say amen berchas konim neatir because it will distract him. Vim ein sham koin alahu lo yisas kapov. If they say only koin and shul, he still shouldn't do berchas konim. Vim vatachto shu no says kapov. Also rishai. If the person is certain that he can do berchas konim and then get back to his tefillah as the chazan, then he's permitted. A person who's going to become the chazan, he should deny, right? He should say, no, thank you. A person who doesn't do that is like an unsalted dish. If a person declines too much, then he's like, it was ruined by too much salt. How should you do it? First time, he should say no. The second time, he should, you know, go back and forth, wag his head around. Shlishis, poshet his raglav. Third time, he stretches out his legs, v'yorit, and goes down to be the chazan. Tanabana, shlosh ruben kashim yitn yafa. There are three things that too much of them is bad, but a small amount of them is going. Edom, saor, one of them is yeast, salt, v'sarvonus, and saying, you know, reluctance. Amar Rav Huna, ta'abish shalosh rishonos chaz l'shalosh emtsoyis, chaz l'rosh, b'emtsoyis chaz l'atachonin, v'achonis chaz l'avodos. So if a person made a mistake in those things, then the person goes back to the beginning. So if it's during the first three, back to the beginning. During the middle, back to the beginning of the middle section. And the last three, back to the beginning of the last section. Rasi Amar, I'm so in Lam Seder. The middle ones don't have any specific order. Masar Rishesh, Mehechanu Chozer. Where does one go back? Mitzvah Rech Shata'a, from the beginning of the bracha, that the person says, that you have to do Rav Huna. This seems to disprove Rav Huna. The middle ones are all considered in a certain way, like one large bracha. A person shouldn't ask his personal needs in the first three or the last three, only in the middle. The first ones are an eved establishing the praise before his master. The last ones are an eved asking for reward from his rebbe. The last brachos are the middle ones, right? We're like a mevakesh pras, and the last ones were receiving the pras. And he leaves and goes on his way. There was a Talmud that was going on and on before Belazar. They said, how long is this guy going on? Is he going on longer than Moshe Rabbeinu? Did he go 40 days and 40 nights? Same guy, Rabbi Lazar, and this guy's going on and on. Rabbi Lazar, he's going so short. This guy's really speeding through the prayers. Is he being makatzer more than Moshe? The siv kel na refa na la. Right. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu said only 5 words. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chizda, Kol Bakash Rakh Machaveh, Ein Tzarech Lazkir Shemo. A person who's davening for his friend doesn't need to mention his friend's name at all. Shemar Kel No Refon No Lo. Like Moshe did about Miriam. V'lo Kamad Kishma De Miriam, he never mentions the name Miriam. Tanur Bana Elu Brachos, Sha'adam Shocheh Bahen. Here are the places where a person bows. I'm trying to say, Avos Tchila Vesof, beginning of Avos, Baruch Atah, and Magen Avram, the Hodah Tchila Vesof at Modim, and at Hatov Shimcha, the Imbat Lashuach Besov Kol Bracha Ubracha Betchilas Kol Bracha Ubracha Velamnos Ashlo Yishka. If a person wants to do it more at other brachos, we have to teach him not to do so. Amar Shimon Pazi, Amar Shimon Leim Shimon Kapari, Hedyot Kimo She'amarnu. That's the rule for a regular person. Kohen Gadol Besov Kol Bracha Ubracha. Kohen Gadol does bow at the end of every bracha. Melech Tchilas Kol Bracha Besov Kol Bracha Ubracha. And the king at the beginning of each bracha. At the end of each bracha, I have a little bit of a different approach to this. Rishon ben Levi, Hedyot kemo she'amarnu. Hedyot is what we do, right? What we said before. Kohen gadol tchilas kol bracha ubracha. Hamelech kivin shekar shuvin azokef. Once a king bows down, he doesn't get up the entire shonesh. Shnevi hikalo shlom lehispalo. Come with the mitzvah Hashem yikra'al birkov. So the more Rashi's a great line at the very top. Rashi kol ma. Shehu gadol biyoser, the greater a person is, sarich lahachnia lahashbil atzmo, the person is expected to be even more humble. You see, humility is just being clear about the truth. So Moshe, who had the greatest revelation of truth, right? That's one of the 13 principles. It has the greatest humility. Humility is simply being really clear about how God is, and therefore you are obviously not the center of things. The more you understand God, the more humble you will be. Tanu Rabbanan, kida al apayim. Kida is a kind of bowing where a person puts his face all the way to the ground. Sheva tiko basheva apayim eretz. Kriya al birkayim. Kriya is bowing down on one's legs and one's knees. Shenemar michor al birkov. Hishtachava zupishet yardayim lagayim hishtachava is spreading out one's hands and feet and bowing all the way flat. Shenemar havonava ani ve'imcha Arza, right? Yaakov said, "Are we all going to bow arza all the way to the ground?" Amrachia Barei Durav Huna Chazina LeLabai Rava Demetzal Atzli. I saw Abai and Rava that they were when they would fall onto their face. They wouldn't go all the way down. They would go like on the side. Matzal Atzli means Matin al tzidehem. They would lean onto their sides. Tani chada hakareya behodah harezem meshubach. Bowing down at modim is very praise. Tani harezem maguna. It's gross. Lo kasha ha betchila ha lebesof. It depends at what point bowing down. So Rava kare behodah tchila besof. Rava bowed at the beginning and the end. Amalei rabbanan amai kavod mar hachi. Amalei chazin le Nachman de kare vechazin le Rosheshes de kavod hachi. Tani hakareya behodah harezem maguna. He behodah shebehalel. That's talking about something totally different. That's talking about hodol Hashem kitov. You don't bow down, but you do. Tani hakareya behodah uvehodah shehalel harezem maguna. Tani he behodah de birchas hamazon. That's talking about no delicha in birchas hamazon, perhaps. Right, I think that's what he means by the one in Birkas HaMazon. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Hamispalo v'ta'a simin ra'at lo. Pimshlech tzibur hu simin ra'at l'sholchav. A person who davens and starts making these big mistakes, it's bad for him, and it's a bad sign. And if he's a chazan, it's bad for the tzibur. Nesha shlucha shal adam kimoso. Because the shlech of a person is just like him. Amar olav v'chanim adosh shayim ispalo l'cholim. Amar zech chavis emes. Amar l'minayin et yodea. Amar l'min shkutz v'l s'rifib. V'fi yodea ani shehu mekubal v'im lav yodeh ani shehu meturf. Yechinim Edos would daven for people, and he could tell what their fate was going to be depending upon how smoothly his tefillah came out of his mouth. Ahai. Amruchiyot marasaf mishum chad debe rav. Be'avos ikka demasni la abraisam. As well, so yishchavim eslimo. So when it comes to avos, right, then we say what it says in the Brisa is a person who daven shehu yishchavim eslimo bekulon. V'im eno yachol lechavim bekulon yishchavim eslimo ba'achas. So what were we talking about when we said it's a very, very bad sign? So we said it's the avos, right? It's in the first bracha, because of this this teaching. It's talking about only during avos. Amr over Ruchanina. Minan Emili. Amr Yeshua ben Levi. Amakra. Bore niv sifosayim shalom shalom l'rachok v'lakarv. The pasuk says Hashem creates the expressions of the lips. Peace, peace to those that are distant, those that are close. Amar Hashem, Rufasiv says God, and I heal him. Amar Chira Av Amar Yochanan, Kol Nivim Kulis Labad Lami Mesi Bito L'Talmud Chacham Ulosa Pragmati L'Talmud Chacham. The Nevi'im talked about the great rewards of a person who marries his daughter off to Talmud Chacham, does business with a Torah scholar, who mehana Talmud Chacham Nechasiv and gives benefit to Talmud Chacham from his own money. Av Talmud Chacham Atzam, but the reward for actual Talmud Chacham. Ayn L'Rosal Kimzur Chel Yasal Mechakel Hashem. No eye has ever seen other than you, Hashem, for what will be done for those who wait for Hashem. All Nevi'im only prophesied these great amazing things about the days of Mashiach. But for whatever, for Olam Haba, no eye can possibly ever see that except for you. There's no difference between this world and the times of Mashiach, only the Shibud, right, the enslavement of the Gentile kingdoms. Shenema kilechta avin kerev ha'arts. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, kol nevim kol nesnavu el l'balei tshuva. All the nevim are only talking about balei tshuva. Tzadikim gemurim, who are higher than balei tshuva, says Rav Yochanan. Ayin l'rels l'kim zu l'sechu. Pligi du rabo, that disagrees with the rabo. Dor rabo, makmash balei tshuva omdim. Tzadikim gemur, einam omdim. That balei tshuva are at a higher level than tzadikim gemurim. So tzama chlokes, shenema shalom, shalom, l'rachok v'lakarov. First to the rachok, v'hadu l'karov. First to the distant one, and only afterwards to the Karov. My Rachok, Shahaya Rachok Midra Avera. Rachok is not Rachok from Hashem, it's Rachok from Averas. So he goes first, May me Karov. My Karov, Shah Karov Dravera Nisrachik Menu. Hashta, my Ayla Rasa. What does it mean that I never saw? I'm Rishuban Levi. Zayayayan, I'm Rishuban Levi. Anavish Eshme Rishis. That is the wine that was saved in its grapes from Sheshish May Berishis. Shmuel. Eden. This is Eden. No one has ever seen Eden. Shema Tomar Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon. Hey, Chan, who? So he says, Began. He was in the garden. Shema Tomar Hu Gan, who Eden? No. A river came from Eden to give, right, to give water to the Gan. Gan Luchud. So Gan Eden is different than Eden. That's where Adam and Chav were in Gan. Tanur ben Amayis Shchol ben Oshav Rav Gamliel. Shogar Shnei Tamei Chama Etzav Rechanim Ben Dosa. Rav Gamliel got sick. He sent two Tamei Chama to Rechanim Ben Dosa. Levakish Olav Rachim Kim Shira Osam Ola Aliyah. When he went up, when he saw them, he went up to the attic. Ubikesh Olav Rachim Ben Dosa Omer Lahem Lechu. He said, "Go." Shechalat Zachama. His fever broke. Omer Lahem Vichin Navi Ata. Are you a prophet? Omer Lahem Lo Navi Enochi. I'm not a prophet. Lo Ben Navi Enochi. Neither am I the son of a prophet. Elakach Luglani. But I do have a great Kabbalah. Im Shagurat Vilasa Befi. So I know that my tefillah is accepted if it goes smoothly in my mouth. They sat down right then and they figured out exactly the hour of the day on the hourglass. They said to them, "I swear, you guys are exactly on the nose." At that moment, the kid's fever started to break. He said, "I want some water," and so he was okay. When the son of Yochanan ben Zakkai got sick, he said, "Daven for him v'yichya, that he should live." He put his head between his knees and daven, and he was healed. Amar Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ilmali hitiach ben Zakkai, es Rosh ben Birkov, kol hayom kulo lo mashkich. He said about himself, "Had I put my head between my knees the entire day, they wouldn't have listened to me in Shemayim." Amar l'ishtav, chanina golem mecha, is chanina greater than you? Is a tzaddik or rebbe who can perform miracles greater than one who cannot? That's a big question, right? I mean, you don't hear the stories about Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? Performing miracles like you do about some other miracle workers. Amalah, love! No! That's not what greatness is. He's like a slave before the king. I'm like a prince. But there are some advantages of being a slave because he can go in and out of rooms that you would have to wait for an official invitation to. So it's not that he is greater, he isn't greater. But there's something about him that he has an advantage for. That's a very important gemara. Not daven in a house unless it has windows. It is a chutzpah, somebody that davens in a totally open place. Because if he's in a place of tznias, he has a little bit more fear for Hashem. It's also a chutzpah, a person who announces their sins. As great as Baal Tshuva is over at Tzadik Gomer, he doesn't have to talk night and day about how he used to eat non-kosher, and now he doesn't, right? He can. It's a little bit of a chutzpah to talk that way. Hadran Allah ein oidim, we will be back. Okay. Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. We have to move. How does one make blessings on fruit? On right fruit tree products, you say barpira etz, chutz min hayayin, with the exception of wine, shalayin, or barpira gefen. Alperis ha'aretz, on the fruit of the ground, or boy pri ha'adama, chutz min ha'pas, except for bread, shalom pasu, omar matzi lechem min ha'aretz, al yirokos, on greens, hu omar bore pri ha'adama, Rabbi Yehuda omar bore mine disha'im. Okay. The pasuk says it is holy praises. We're learning hilulim to mean praises. Two praises to Hashem. That's the two hilulim to Hashem. You're not allowed to taste a thing before you make a blessing. Is that what kodesh hilulim means? We need one of them for the fact that it says achale v'hadar achle. That it's talking about neta revai, something planted, orla, that first you have to be, make it chulin, right? So turn it into, right? Be put it onto, change it over. V'hadar achle, only afterwards you can eat it, right? So turn to mani or whatever. Eat of davar haton shira ta'un chilul. And the other opinion says, that's talking about kerem revai, right? So, the idach, the other one is used for saying only something that requires that allows song over it requires chilush enton chilul. So that would mean that we're talking about wine. That in the fourth year of these grapes, it's only specifically for wine. So that's what you need the two hilulim for, these two different drushes. Where do we know we only sing song over wine? We know wine makes people happy. Go to a bar, right? People are singing cheerful songs. But how does wine make God happy? You see from here that you can only sing shira over wine. So this is all good. We now need the two hilulims because the second one was to exclude anything but wine from this halacha. So that's good. If you say, what are you going to say? There's a disagreement whether it's kerem revai or netter revai. So if we say kerem revai, we'll say it like this. If there's a kerem revai, the Rabbi Omer, nemar kan lahosif lachem tuvasov, nemar halan tuvasa kerem, malalan kerem afkan kerem, yatalechad hilul. There's an extra word hilul now left over. Libracha, because you didn't need to say this drasha anymore. Vilo yalav gzereshava, bracha minole. If inami yalav gzereshava, right? If you do learn the Gzeirah Shava, Ashkan la'acharav, then you would find that you only have to make the bracha only on one end of it, right? Lefan of, how do you know that you have to make a bracha before eating something? If you have to do it when you're satisfied after eating it, certainly when you're before. Ashkan kerem, Sharp meaning minayin. But then if you, from there, we only know kerem. What about everything else? The often kerem. My kerem dvar shenene uton bracha. I've called dvar shenene uton bracha. So you would learn, you say it's similar to that. Ikal mifrach, wait a minute. Malakan shekin chayba oleilos. Kerem has an additional obligation of oleilos, right? Which is the earlier stages. And the individuals. Kol she'ein lahen psigin, lo katef, lo netef, ela shura yechidish, ela nav. It's one line of grape. So kama tochiach. So we would say what we learn from a kama, from a stalk. Malakaman, shekin chayeves, bechala. So we say, well, right, a comma is chayiv in challah. You don't have a chayiv challah on grapes, kerem yachiyach, but the kerem will prove that. V'chazor adin, lo yikizak harizeh. Each one has distinct things about it. Lo yikizak harizeh, atzah shavashen. But what they do have in common, davar shenen avaton bracha. I've called davar shenen avaton bracha. Lo yikizak harizeh, shekhen yesh vatzah mizbeach. They're all things that can be offered on the mizbeach. So we say, v'asina mizayist is beitzad mizbeach. V'zayist mitzad mizbeach, asi. Where do we have Zayas by the Mizbeach? You don't need it from Tzad Mizbeach. You need, right, in other words, the fact that the oil is used in the Menachos, right, you don't need the from the Tzad Mizbeach because it says it calls it Kerem Zichsiv. I give him a Gadish Vad Kama Vad Kerem Zayas. So it's already called a Kerem. On Republic Kerem Zayas Ikri. It's called a Kerem Zayas. Kerem Stama Lo Ikri. It's not called a Kerem on its own. You would say you can only learn it after these things that go on the Mizbeach. El Yaf Lo Mishivas Aminim. Mashivas Aminim Dover Shenev Ton Bracha. I've called Dover Shenev Ton Bracha. Mashivas Aminim Shekhem Bikur. We learn it from the seven special types. They say, but they're different because they're Chayvim Bikurim. The Ode Hot Ten of Chacher of Lefan. Of Minayan. Also, it only tells you after Holocaust. We know that you can always, if you learn that there's a bracha afterwards, you can then deduce that it certainly should be before. Right? So I understand anything that's planted. But what if something's not planted on basar, beitzim, dugim? How would you know that you have to make a bracha on meat? Or on eggs, or on fish. They're not planted anywhere, they're not in any kind of field. Ela svaruhu, the whole thing is actually learned from logic. It is just common sense that you cannot benefit from this world without a bracha. It's prohibited to get benefit from this world without a bracha. A person who does, ma'al, has misappropriated something holy. What's his solution? He should go to a wise man. What is the wise man going to do for him? He did something wrong. Right? You can't go for confession. You go to a chacham as a first resort, meaning for the future. You go to the chacham after you make this mistake. Right? So that, so you teach him the laws of bracha. So a person should no longer come to me'ila. A person who gets benefit from this world without a bracha. It's as if he gets benefit from Kodshe Shemayim, which you're not supposed to do. Shnei Lashem Arutz Meloa to Hashem is the world and all that fills it. It says the earth, the heavens are for Hashem, and the earth is given to human beings. Lo kasha kan kodem bracha, kan laachar bracha. When it said the Shemayim belongs to Hashem, but the earth is given to us, is only after we make the bracha. Before that, it's LaHashem Ha'aretzu Meloah. Amar Chanina Bar Papa called the name Elizabeth Lubach, he goes like Kodesh Baruch Nazir. So the person who gets benefit from this world without a blessing, it's as if he steals both from Hashem and from the Jewish people. You see, what happens is when a person sins, then the things go bad for the Jews because the ground doesn't produce so well. So your sins influence that whole picture. And therefore, a person who steals from his father and his mother is a friend of the destructive person. Aviv is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avicha Kanecha, and Ima L'Knes Yisrael, Mother is Knes Yisrael, Shnever Shmavini Musa Avicha, Altit Shoyes Mecha, My Chavu Uli Yishmashkes, and what does it mean that he's a friend of Amachanir, of the destructive man? Chanir Papa said, Chavu Uli Yerubim Benavot, Sheishkes Yisrael, Avim Shemashem, he's a friend of Yerubim Benavot, who caused the Jewish people to sin against their father in heaven. I will take my Dagon in its time. Your Dagon. Hashem says, when you do the will of Hashem, then it's your Dagon. When you don't, then I make you remember that it's really mine. Right? And take it away. What does it mean now you'll gather in your produce? It says the Torah should never leave your mouth. You might think it means that you can only learn Torah and you shouldn't ever work your field. You should gather in your dagon. Live in the world in a normal way where you earn a living. That's what Rishmal understood the Shema. Is it possible? How are you going to be a Talmud Chacham? I mean, if you go to work, right, you thresh your field when it needs to be threshed, and you plant right? I mean, you do all these things, winnowing in the wind, and Torah Matayaleh, when are you going to learn? When the Jewish people do the will of Hashem, then their work is done by other people. Strangers will get up and start shepherding your sheep. When the Jewish people don't do the will of Hashem, they have to do it themselves. Oh, that's not all. They wind up doing work for other people. You'll work for your enemies. Amar Abai, Harba Asker Bishmal. Many, many people have behaved like Bishmal, but also be on it worked for them. In other words, their Torah stuck with them. Also be on it like Rishon BeYochai, and it didn't work for them. Many people tried it, and it didn't work. I plead with you. BeYomei Nisan, in the days of Nisan, of Yomei Tishrei, in the days of Tishrei, Lo Titchazu Kamoi. These are the days that were needed for different kinds of work. Then they could work those 2 months. That way the rest of the year you won't be busy earning a living. So he said, please don't come to yeshiva during those 2 months. Do your work, and then the rest of the year you will be able to learn with uninterrupted. Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, they say that that's why Shemitah, because if over 6 years you had to miss 2 months of learning a year in order to allow all of your learning, that's 12 months. So they bring that that's why there's a full year to make it up of the Shemitah year where there's no working, so you get 12 months, and then you make up those that were missed. Yom Nisan, Yom Tishrei. I think it's a gross. There's a whole theme like that. Very nice, right? Okay. Come and see how different the later generations are than the early ones. In old generations, they made the Torah the main thing. They made their work their less main thing. And both of those things stuck with them. But the later generations that made their work the main thing and their Torah a side thing, neither one of them stuck with them. The early people, they would bring it in straight through the front doors of their estate in order to be chayiv and meiser. Doris achronim. Later people machnisin perasim. They bring the fruit into their home. Derech gagos v'derech chatzeres. Derech kapefos kedei lepatron min ha-meiser. They would bring them in through skylights and things in order to not be obligated in meiser. Rabbi Yana ena tevim mischayiv meiser. Shir pnei abayis. Rabbi Yana taught you're not chayiv in meiser until it sees the front of your house. He disagrees. He says, even if it gets into your chatzer, that's enough. If the reason that wine is different than all other fruits is because once it was changed in a superior way, so then the bracha also changes. What about oil? Oil was changed for the better, and it was not changed in its bracha. The Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, V'chenam V'yetzach, Amr Yochanan, Shem V'zayis, V'chenam V'bar Pri Ha'etz. On Shem and Zayis, you say the same bracha. Amr Hasu Mishim Delo Efshir. Hechi Nivrich. What else are you going to say? Nivrich Bar Pri Ha'zayis? Per Gufei Zayis Ikri. Right? What are you going to say? The Zayis is called, right? V'nivrich Alei Bar Pri Eitz Zayis. Why not say Bar Pri Eitz Zayis? Amr Zutra. Chamra Zion. It's because wine satisfies, nourishes a person. Mishka lo Zion. But oil doesn't nourish a person. Mishka lo Zion? Does oil not nourish a person? But not another man of mazon. The person says, I promise not to eat any food. Mutter any mazon. He's mutter in water and salt. So you see anything else? Mazon, so it's Zion. So name it after you. Have to do Rav Shmuel. Amri ein mevarchin bar mina mazonos. Hello, behem mina mivad. Maybe this should disagree. Everyone, you should say bar mina mazonos on every single kind of food because it's all gives on. Amri huna, but Omar kol hazon alai. It's actually talking about a person who made a thing that says I asur on myself anything that is zon. Alma mishka zayin ela chamra. So we see it does. In other words, there's a different thing between mazon and something that even gives a little bit of zon. But mishka zayin ela chamra soid u'mishka l'soid. It means chamra is a sud. It's more than mazon. It gives even more substantial nourishment. And mishka l'soid. The chamra b'soid. Wait, does wine really do that? I'm a Rava. Have a shasi chamri kol mal yom d'pitzcha. He would drink wine the entire erev Pesach, even really because he wanted nechal matzah tzvei. There's a mitzvah to try to get yourself to really enjoy the matzah and want more matzah and eat more of it. So tuva garu purta soid. A lot of wine actually makes you more hungry, but a small amount of wine makes you satisfied. Misa klal doesn't satisfy you at all. There's going to be yayim esamech novav enosh melechem levav enosh yisad. Pasuk says wine makes happy and bread gives Su'udah. Namahu de Soid, Chamer lo Soid. You see clearly from the Pasuk that it is bread that's considered Soid and not wine. Ela Chamer is Beit Tarti. Wine has two things. Soid umisamech. Nama misad Soid, smuch umisamech. That Pasuk is just saying that even though wine does this, and bread only does one of the two things that wine does. Why don't we say benching? The three brachas of benching, because they didn't have yet the fourth brach, right? They called it Shalosh brachas, right? Because a person is not kovei a suda over wine. What happens if a person does? You have a kviusa. When Elyon Avi comes, he'll answer that for us. But for now, we say he's batla daitza itzakolim. So it is an open question, really, whether or not you can be kovei a suda on just wine. Gufa amar v'yudamar shmol v'chen amar itzak amar v'yokanon. Shemen zayis v'arkan l'bar p'ya eitz. Shemen zayis, olive oil, you say on it, bar p'ya eitz. Hekidam ilim d'kashasi la. If a person is drinking olive oil straight, izuki maske, that's bad for you. A person who drinks shemen of truma, so he pays karen and not chomesh, is b'shogig, right? Hasach shemen, because it's mazik, it's not considered really really eating, because it's dangerous. It's bad for you. It depends. If you eat it together with bread, so then you're eating it normally. If you're eating with bread, so then it's tafel. So you're not going to say bar prayer 8 on it because there's no, you don't say any brach on it. Anigron. You drink it in some in anigron food, you know. Rabba Bar Shmuel, Anigron Maya de Silka. Anigron is like, it's based in, it's like a borscht. You know, it's a beet juice of some, beet soup. Ansigron, but whereas Ansigron, Maya de Kulu Shaluki. Shaluki, that is a vegetable soup. All different kinds of vegetables were boiled in this water. Imkain, Havli Anigron Iker Vishem and Tavel. If you put olive oil into that, it's still Tavel, Vitanan Zakal, Kalshu Iker, Vimo Trilam, Rechal Iker. We know that whatever's in the Iker, you make the bracha on the main thing, and whatever's upoter esat tefila, and you know, don't have to make a blessing on the other thing. We're talking about a person who has a pain in their throat, therefore he needs a lot of oil, and the oil becomes the main thing, and the anigron is tefil. So you're putting in a ton of oil. It's like a way to take medicine. So that's what you do on Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to do anything on Shabbos that's for refuah, because tochein, which is one of the malachas of Shabbos, grinding, usually was included in refuah, and therefore they said all things for refuah, even if a person was like going to do some like lifting weights or an exercise that you don't really enjoy, it's muchach, you're doing it just for exercise, so you can't do any exercises on Shabbos that are just for the sake of exercising. It's like taking a walk, these type of things you could do because a person would anyway enjoy doing that. So here, that's why you have to put it into a soup, so then it doesn't look so much like you're doing it for that. You might think that since you're a refua, you shouldn't make any bracha at all, because usually medicine, it's not a roi l'achila. Since you're getting benefit from it, pleasure from it, you should indeed make the bracha. Okay. Kimcha dechiti. Kimcha, right, the wheat flour. So this is a person who's literally eating flour. Right? What'd you say? I'm going to rev the rachman. Lo typical idea of Yehuda, Verab Yochanan, Vishmuel, Kaimi Kavase. Don't disagree, because they hold the Kim. I'm Yehuda, Vishmuel, Echen of Yitzhak, I'm Yochanan, Shemin Zayas, Varchan, the Bar, Pira 8. Alma, Avagav Dishtani, Milse, Kai, even though it changed, it stays at the same level. So you say it was an olive was Bar, Pira 8, so the olive oil was Bar, Pira 8. Hachanami, Avagav Dishtani, Milse, Kai. So even though it changed the wheat thing, you should still say the same. Right, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda said, "Bara priha adama." Mitami hasam lesa ilui achrina. There's no other way to make these things better. Okay, so ilui achrina, but boss, here is a way to make it better. It's supposed to be turning into bread. Wait, if something doesn't have another way to become better, elishahako v'amar zera v'amar nasa v'amar shmuel. Akra chaya the kimcha desire mevarchan elishahako nia bidvaro. So these, you know, other. Live, you know, a person who's like chewing these pieces of barley or something. So he says, or barley flour. He says, "Shakol niya bedvaro." My love, dechiti bar priya adama. Lo, dechiti nami shakol bedvaro. Right? I mean, so you see from there that maybe it's specifically only like barley, but not wheat. So we say, no, it's the same thing. Say also wheat is shahakol. Kol shekin desari, then I'll know certainly barley, because barley is more of an animal food, it's even less. And if I would say wheat, I might think that you only make a bracha on wheat, but you don't make a bracha on barley flour at all. Kamash malon. Umigarmi melach. Is barley flour worse than melach, which is salt, vizomis, and like some other... What do you call it?
Brine.
Titania ala melech va'ala zomis, omer shehakol nihia bidvaro. On these sort of things, you say shehakol nihia bidvaro. That's interesting, because I think like Rashi is a salt water. So that's interesting. Okay, so I guess that's what brine really is, right? It makes a little more sense you would eat that than just drinking salt water. It's a sort of thing that a person does put into their mouth. Since it's bad for intestinal worms, a person would really not really even want to put it in their mouth. Klal, kamashal, and kivin to say, anami nay, boy, bruchi, still have to make a bracha. That's a pshat. Okay. Kurv Yehudama, Korah. Korah is hearts of palm. This all only applies in the old days when you were planting that thing to be a tree. Nowadays, the hearts of palm that we have planted are planted in order to become hearts of palm, and therefore it's like a different halach. So just to keep that in mind. Bar Pi Adama Shmuel Amar Shahakol Nibidvaro. He says, you say Shakol. You don't Amar Bar Pi Adama Perahi. It's a fruit. Shmuel Amar Shakol Nibidvaro. Hold the stuff with a haksha, since it would get hard and become a tree. Right? If you just leave it, it becomes a tree trunk. Amar Shmuel Rehuda Shinana Kavasach Mistavra. Bucktooth guy. Like you, it makes sense to hatsnon sofo lahakshos, because radishes also are going to get hard. But if you eat them as they are, so we say, it's but that's not the case. Snow, not the initiate to the fugla. Dikla, lo, not the initiate to the kara. People plant the snow with the intention of eating it. But these trees are not planted with the intention of making hearts of palm out of it for food. Wait a minute, does it matter? Is that true? That a person didn't plant on that? Vahari tzlaf, not the initiate to the paracha. A person plants a tzlaf tree. Which has like three, right? Because he wants parcha, which is the name of the fruit that comes from it. It's not aminei nitzba, but there's three different type of things that would come from the tzlaf. Aminei nitzba, al ha'ilon, al ha'olin, v'al ha'tamoros. So when it comes to the tzlaf, when it comes to the branches or the tamoros, you say, v'al ha'evyonos, which is the fruit, v'al ha'kaf risin, which is the shell of the fruit, or bar priya etz. Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, tzlaf not the inish adaita de shuta. Diklo not the inish adaita de kora. A tzlaf is planted where a person intends on eating the branches and eating the fruits. Because it doesn't mess up the branches and the dates that grow on it doesn't mess up the fruits when you pull them off. But kora totally destroys the tree if you knock that down. Pavagav, Dekal say Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda, the halacha still follows like Shmuel. Slav of Orla in Chutz La'aretz, you may throw away the avionos, but you can eat the kafrisin. Remember, the avionos peri, the kafrisin love peri. Wait a minute, are you saying that the avionos are considered a fruit and the kafrisin are not considered a fruit? That was the shell that grows around the verminu. I mean, it's all on the mouth tomorrow's on barbary eight. We say ha'eitz on that. If it's ha'eitz, it's a fruit. He says, you take maaser on all that stuff. Rebekiva says, only the evyonos are considered a fruit, and only that needs maaser. If we'd said halacha of Rebekiva, that would sound like even in Israel, kamashmal and like this. Kol ha'mekel ba'aretz halacha kamoso. The halacha is that anybody who's mekil in Eretz Yisrael, then the halacha is like him in Chutz La'aretz. Av be'eretz, lo. But in the land of Israel, not. We're machmir in Israel, because it's Daraisa, and Chutz La'aretz, it's not. The name halacha Rabbi Kiva Chutz La'aretz. Why does the halacha say Rabbi Kiva in Chutz La'aretz? Kol ha'mekel ba'aretz halacha mosu Chutz La'aretz. Yamar Hachi, if you said this, havina hanami l'gam ma'aser Elon. That's only true for ma'aser of trees. The be'eretz guf mid the rabbanon, that even in the land of Israel, it's the rabbanon. Avagabe orla, the be'eretz. Midaraisa, Orla is Daraisa in Israel. Ema b'chutzarts nami nigzar. So then maybe in chutzarts will also be gozer, because in Israel it's going to be Daraisa. He saw that he was throwing away the avionos and only eating the kafrisin, the shells. If you're willing to be mekel, we know that kol ha-mekel, you're allowed to do in chutzaret. So you should go like Beishamai. It's not slaf. Beishamai are kilayim bekerem. Beishamai says that slaf can be kilayim in a kerem. It's a kind of vegetable. Beisilmer ain't kilayim bekerem. It's not elu ve'elu modim shechayev be'orla. But they both agree that it's chayev in orla. Higuv akasha amit slaf beisham kilayim bekerem alma min yereku v'hadav tani elu ve'elu shechayev be'orla al min ilanu. So I don't understand. How could they say you're chayev in orla if it's a vegetable? It's not going to be chayev in orla. Halo kasha beisham is spooky misabka. Lahu beisham was uncertain. V'avdi le'rak l'chum hachal l'chum rachal l'chum. So they're machmir in each situation. Right, so we know that the suffix orla and chutzart, you can go and take it eventually, you're going to locate, as long as you don't see that, right, he doesn't show himself doing it. Rekiva, in the place of Rabbi Eliezer, we do like him. Rabbi Shammai, Makom Beis Hillel, and a Mishnah. And Rabbi Shammai in the place of Beis Hillel is completely an irrelevant thing. We don't go with it at all. But typically, not a Shomer Lepri. What about the fact that it becomes a Shomer Lepri? One of our lives also Esperio, Esatav Lepirio. Since it's guarding the fruit, so it becomes the status of the fruit. Mind you, Shomer Lepri. What's S, the thing tuffle to the fruit? Is the peel or something? We call something a Shomer to the Pri when it is present both by Tolush and by Mechubar. In other words, when it's attached to the tree and even when it was separate. But here, let's say it's the minute that you disconnect it from the tree, it's not really connected to it. That demonstrates it's not really considered a Shomer Lepri. It's not considered one unit with it. Esa Abaye, Pitma Shel Rimon, the Pitam, so like the stem of a pomegranate, Mitzdarefes, is considered part of it. So in order to kibetza for Tumas Ochlin, so in terms of the size of it, the Hanet Shelo and Mitzdaref, and the crown of it is not Mitzdaref. That tells you that crown of the pomegranate is not fruit. You see, they're chayiv in orla. What is that? When do we say it becomes a shomer to the pri? When it's there at the end. Hi kafras, let's say bishas mar peri. But kafras is not there. These kafrisin, right, are not there at the end of the Gemara Peri. And even Amr Nachman, Amr Rabba Bar Avua, Hani Matchali de Orla Asire. The Tmarim Bitamre Kikafras Bitslaf. It's the same thing. So Matchali is like a thing with Tamarim that is similar to the Kafras by Bitslaf. So it's a similar thing. And Asire Hovan Asir Shomer Lepri. Shomer Lepri Emes Have Bikufra. When are they? When the tamarim are small, little, young palm trees. And we call that a shomer l'peri. So what's the difference? Not something like Rabbi Yossi. Then not Rabbi Yossi. Or smadar. Smadar is very early grapes. Also, nation who pre. It's prohibited because it's considered a fruit. And the Rabbanan disagree about this. Do the Rabbanan disagree by any other trees? At what point can you not cut the trees on Shavuos? All the trees from when they produce the fruit. The carob trees, when they make like strings of, you make strings of carobs out of the carobs. And the grapes from when they misha yigaru, which we're going to explain. Vahazesi misha yanitsu, and from when they sprout the olives when they sprout. Vishakolinos misha yotziu, and all other trees when they produce their fruit. So Amar of Asi, who bosar, who geirua, who pilavim. Bosar, which is this very early state of grapes, is the same as geirua, whatever geirua was, who pilavim. And that's the white bean. So we say, wait a minute, pilavim, we're talking about grapes, that's not a white bean. Bosar and geirua, which is the same thing, is the size of a white bean. So it's a very, very small early grape. Machamele damar bosar in smadar lo. Who's the opinion that says bosar, yes, but not smadar? Rabbanon. It's the Rabbanon of a Katani, Shakolinos Mishutsiu. And we see that they say all other trees from when they start to right? When the fruit comes out. When do we say something is considered a shomer lepri? That if you take that thing away, the fruit dies. Here, if you take it away, the fruit doesn't die. But then it happened when they took away the crown of a pomegranate, the pomegranate died. But they took away the sprout of the avionos, has like millions of names, and they took away and it survived. Amazing. Every time we talk about the tzlafen, there's a different name for each thing. Pilpilei, peppers. Rav Sheshes Amar Shahakol. Rav Amar Lo Klum. Rav said nothing. The Azar Rav Latameh Amar Rav Kas Pilpilei B'Yom Dikur. Rav says if you chewed a pilpil on Yom Kippur, your potter. Kas Znag Vila B'Yom Dikur. Was that ginger on Yom Kippur? You chewed that, your potter. Mesa Hayomer Omer Mash Mi Mash. Hashem V'Ratam Malas Says Pirio Any Adin She Eats Michael Who. When it says V'Ratam Malas Says Pirio, I know that it's a fruit tree. Elamatam Alomer Eats. Why do we need to say Eats Michael? Right, that it's a fruit for eating. That includes a tree that has the same flavor in the fruit and the bark. The ezuzel pilpulin. That is peppers. That peppers are chayiv in orla. In Eretz Yisrael, chaser klum. The Eretz Yisrael is not missing anything. Eretz Yisrael, lo miskenos talk about lechem. Lo techsar kolba. You will not lack anything in Israel. Lo kasha habiritivta habiyavesh. He says one is when they're fresh and one is when they're dry. Dry peppers are different than fresh peppers. Fresh peppers is indeed a vegetable. Amalei rabbanon lemaremar kas zagvila biyom dekipur. If you chewed ginger on Yom Kippur, the ha'amar rava hai hamelta de asya mebe handue. This hamelta, which is called lituario, so I don't know exactly what that is, which comes from Behundai, which comes from some Indian country. So this is some sort of interesting product. Chavitz kedera v'chein daisa. Chavitz kedera is some sort of milkish, I don't know, some curd that they weigh. V'chein, right, something like that. A little Miss Muffet. V'chein daisa, and also daisa, which is some sort of very interesting food that they used to eat constantly in the times of the Gemara. Some sort of a porridge with whatever it was. If you know Amar Shahakon Libidvar, if you know Amar Mikol Amar, bore mine mizonos. You say bore mine mizonos because it has wheat and things in it. But daisa great the cooling of the people of mizonos. Everyone would agree that regular daisa has bore mine mizonos. Keep it a bit daisa can't have its kedera. The question is if you have a daisa that's mixed together with like the cottage cheese, this type of thing, whatever that was. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shakol Savar Duvsha Iker. He says Shahakol because he says the honey is the main thing that's mixed into it. Rukana bore mine mizonos. Rukana says mizonos Savar Smida Iker. He says the wheat, the flour is the main thing. On realistic conversation, Rabbi Kahana. He says that is really the most likely thing because anything that has mechameshes haminim, we say about that, borei mine mizonos.